celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more, plus hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Reading, California. It's the second game of this final three-game set. The Colt 45s taking on NBO Sacramento yet again. Both teams' lineups have now been announced and are out on their respective foul lines on the third and first base sides. We're getting ready to sing tonight's national anthem, brought to you by Summer Schlappel Muncie. And we will get that to you in just a few moments here as we are set to get ready and sing tonight's rendition of our nation's anthem. Rendition of our nation's anthem brought to you by Summer Muncie. Now we're going to get set to get things started here. It's going to be Trey Bennett facing off against Fernando Avalos. Fernando Avalos of NBO Sacramento came on in relief in the second game of the series earlier in the season when NBO Sacramento was in town for a three-game set previously. They're the only team to come visit Tiger Field in two separate instances. Both are three-game sets. This is game two of a three-game set. Last time they came to town, they stole the middle game of a three-game series against the Colt 45s. Fernando Avalos pitched three innings in that second game that resulted in a Colt 45 11-7 loss. He went three innings of relief, where giving up two hits, one run, and one of those was earned. He walked three and struck out two. That one-earned run was a home run by Braxton Riley. But facing off against Fernando Avalos is going to be Trey Bennett, who has a 2-0 record. He started one game this season. That was against the Fairfield Indians. And The Colt 45s will look to improve their record tonight behind Trey Bennett and his other outing this year. But apart from that, he's appeared in seven other games, which has moved his ERA to a 4.57. He's worked 19 and two-thirds innings. He also has 25 strikeouts and 10 walks. The NBO Sacramento Ball Club will be sending Brett Griffiths out again, the first spot on the lineup to start things and lead things off. It'll be Brett Griffiths at short, followed by Davis Glory at second base. And then Dom on in center. Dom Ott center. Henry Palmer will be the cleanup man in right field. Then it will be Willie Tatum at first base, followed by Jonas Dias, the DH. Then David Henry in left. Duncan Hinson will be behind the dish. And Wyatt Griffiths at third for Mr. Fernando Avalos out there on the hill. Then Duncan Hansen will be doing the catching, who caught two games the last time that NBO Sacramento was in town. Again, that's Griffiths at short, Graney at second, Ott in center, Palmer in right and batting cleanup, followed by Tatum at first, Dias the DH, Henry in left, Hansen behind the dish, and Griffiths at short. For the Colt 45s, it will be sending Dusty Vela out there to lead things off, playing second base. And then Griffith Fenn will be in center field again tonight. He'll be batting second. Then it will be McGuire Smith playing left field. And Kyle Norton back over there at first base, followed by Keanu Mizuda, who will be in right field. Sutter Moss will be back at shortstop. And then Brandon Zanny will be the DH. And then Alex Jones will be doing the catching for Trey Bennett. And then Ty Cook pitching, not Trey Bennett. Ty Cook is out on the hill for the Colt 45s. And then Alex Jones will be doing the catching for him. And then Joel Calderon will be batting ninth and playing third base following his stellar defensive efforts last night. He made three or four sensational plays, a couple of them on the backhand. And then there was also the play where he backhanded the ball through after setting his feet down to first base, where Kyle Norton went into foul territory to receive the throw and kept his right foot on the bag. But for the 6'3 right-hander out of Chico, California and Butte College, Ty Cook, he's 5-1 with a 2.58 ERA. He started five games, appeared in three others. He has 31 and a third innings pitched. He's got 50 Ks on the year, nine, and has allowed nine walks in his last three outings, rather. He's gone five or more innings and gotten the win in all of those. His only loss came against the Fresno Athletics on June 25th, which was the last Colt 45 losses. Ty Cook comes set and deals the first pitch right at 7:14. So Ty Cook, the lengthy right-hander, 6'3 out of Butte College in Chico, California, now peering in at the right hand hitting Brett Griffiths deep in the box in open stance. Swings on this one toward left. Smith giving chase toward foul territory. Will not get it. Foul, but over the wall. Toward that Safeway fuel station out there. A very long strike from Brett Griffiths. It's now Ty Cook with a new baseball. Comes set. Now kicks and deals to the right-hand hitting Griffiths as Jones sets up a white. a ground ball toward first base. Norton moving to his right will glove it and flip to Ty Cook covering first base with a 3-1 put out, and that's the way the ball game begins. Another reminder, we'll be back out here tomorrow night. For our final game of this 2024 season. Now the infield at normal depth apart from Joel Calderon at third. He's even with the bag 4 or 5 steps for the shortstop position as Cook deals a fastball low and in. 1 ball and no strikes. Last night, the Colt 45s won by a score of 29-9. And matched their 23-9, rather. My apologies. And the previous night won 19-9. Mixed up my numbers there as this one's fouled off. Now a 1-1 count. They're 33-4 on the year. They've won 17 straight. The 1-1 delivery will be called off as batter calls time. That's grainy. So 1-1 count as Cook kicks and deals again. This one misses inside for ball two. So the Colt 45s have put together their best record in the last few seasons. Cook now winds and deals the 2-1 pitch. This one's grounded off the plate, will go foul before Calderon is able to get to it. That's strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cook hands extended in front of him. First base out of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 2-2. Fastball grounded off the plate again. Foul. Jones able to corral it, but umpire calls it foul. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. With 1 out here in the top of the first inning, we're scoreless. Now Cook gets a sign. Bailet second is on the rim of the outfield grass. Now the right fielder Mizuta will shift over toward the line as this one's popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Norton gives it a look, but it's out of play. Still 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's a little bit more of a fuller crowd here tonight. I anticipate an even bigger one tomorrow being the final game of the season. Cook winds and deals the 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses just inside. Jones not quite able to frame it. Full count now with 1 gone. Nobody on. The payoff delivery with 1 out. Fastball swing and a miss. Ty Cook gets Grainy to swing and miss for out number 2. Now it will be Dom Ott to the plate, right-hand hitter, center fielder tonight for NBO Sacramento. He was not in the lineup last night. Grainy was, who hit before him and wind up striking out. Now 2 gone, nobody out. Cook winds and deals a fastball, misses low for ball 1. 1 ball and no strikes. Dom Ott, right-hand hitter, deep in the box, open stance. Cook kicks and deals the 1-0. Breaking ball hit in the air toward right center field. Mizuta giving chase toward the wall to the track. Played on a hop and toss it back in. And in the second with a stand-up double is Dom Ott. Ott hit that one where it's short off the wall just to the left of the 370 mark out there. One of the deep parts of the ballpark. Couldn't quite muzzle it out. It's a double off the wall, and the center fielder, Fenn, was shaded toward left center, so he had a long run to get to it. Under normal circumstances, without that shift on, he might have been able to get to it. As Cook kicks the deal to Palmer, and Palmer fouls it into the glove of Jones for strike 1. Infield, still at regular depth with Moss, the shortstop, shaded a bit towards second for any pickoff attempt from Ty Cook. Now the 0-1 delivery is a fastball grounded right toward Moss at short, who bobbles it momentarily, picks it up, and everybody's going to be safe. Couldn't quite get a clean handle on it, ended up bobbling it again when he went to pick it up with his bare hand after it kicked around between his ankles. And now, safe at first is Henry Palmer, and moving on over to third is Dom Ott. That will be an E6 on Moss. He had to play it on a couple of hops as it bounced off the infield grass toward him. And after that third hop, it kicked up a little bit higher and it ended up almost bouncing off his chin. He was able to keep it in front of him and keep the run from scoring. There's runners at the corners now for Willie Tatum, the first baseman, who last night had a hard hit single pickoff attempt to first is not in time. Palmer's back diving in. Runners at the corners with two outs. Still in a scoreless ball game. Indio Sacramento looking to open up the scoring here as Cook delivers a fastball on the outside corner at the D's. That'll even up the count. That'll make the count no balls and one strike, rather. The Colt 45s have scored 19 runs and 23 runs in their last two games. Maybe they'll score more here and get above that 50 mark in a total of three games. Cook winds and deals a breaking ball to the left of the mound. Can't quite get to it. Moss charges in. Fields throws to first. And Norton is called off the bag. And the runner is called safe. Coming home to score is Ott. And up to second is Palmer. Tatum is safe at first. He was able to leg it out after the umpire said Norton's foot was off the bag. Now there's runners at first and second. Bob Anderson's going to come out to talk to the field umpire. The throw from Moss did beat the runner, but Norton's foot was not on the bag. Now the umpires are going to get together for a little meeting. Moss was playing at regular depth at the shortstop position, just a couple steps in front of the rim of the outfield grass, about halfway between second and third base, before charging in where the glove was to the third base side of the mound. Coming off of the mound where his landing spot was Ty Cook. It went over his glove, back behind the mound, and Moss came charging in, gloved it, and threw off balance to first, but it just wasn't quite on target, and Norton's foot came off the bag at first, so that's how Mr. Willie Tatum was able to reach on an infield single. That ball went to no man's land, exactly the place you don't want it to go, and there's a runner on third because they're likely going to score as it takes too much time to throw to first in time, but also you can't go home with it because the runner's already likely home and scored. Now with two outs in this 1-0 ball game, it's going to be the righty Jonas Dias playing, being the designated hitter tonight, rather, as Cook out of the stretch comes set, glove of the belt, winds and deals a fastball, misses low for ball one. Jonas Dias last night doubled, singled, and also struck out three times. It's a 1-0 count now on him. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Cook comes set, glove at the belt, checks the runners back at first and second. The infield playing behind him now kicks and deals. The 1-0 is a fastball upstairs. Now a 2-0 count on Mr. Dias. He waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Cook gets a sign, comes set, first base side of the rubber. Kicks and deals the 2-0. Fastball grounded up the first baseline. Foul by about a foot. That makes the count 2-1. Still with two gone. Dias battling here, looking to scratch across a couple more runs for NBO Sacramento. They lost by a score of 23-9 last night. They'd love to score that many runs again tonight. Now Cook left tucked up by his front leg. Ball behind him. Comes set now, glove at the belt. He kicks and deals the 2-1. Foul tips. Goes back to the screen. 2-2. Runners will make their way back to their respective positions. As Cook still peering in to get his sign. Now, Cook comes back, glove at the belt. Winds and deals the 2-2 with two out. Foul tipped again. Jones could not quite corral it. Just below his mitt. And the count remains 2-2. as Dias, the right-hand hitter, waves the bat back and forth again. Still runners at first and second with two outs here. The wind has picked up a little bit, not quite moving those flags around in center field. Now Cook winds and deals the 2-2. Fastball up. Check swing, appeal to first. No on the appeal. Dias did not go around. Cook thought he had him. The first base umpire, not even all the way through an inning tonight, is already getting some jawing from fans around him. Now a full count with two outs. Cook comes set, checks the runners back again from first and second. Now kicks and deals. This one's hit in the air toward right. Mizuta giving chase. Should be playable right in front of the track. He'll squeeze it for out number two. So for MBO Sacramento, they score one, but they strand two. It's 1-0. We're headed to the home half of the first. Tonight's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management, 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-10-6085 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is backed by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the home half of the first. The Colt 45s will get their first try at Fernando Avalos, leading things off yet again, as he's done all season long, is going to be the second baseman, Dusty Vela. He'll step up to the plate, left-hand hitter, as the righty Avalos comes set from the first base side of the rubber, winds and deals a fastball at the knees on the inside corner, called strike one. Now Avalos comes set again. The 0-1 delivery misses upstairs, keeping up the count at one ball and one strike. Avalos, as I said earlier in the season, faced these Colt 45s in three innings of relief. He gave up two hits, one run, which earned it was a Braxton Riley home run. As Vela swings on this one and grounds it toward the shortstop, charging in, goes to barehand it, but he's not able to grab it, and safe at first is Vela on the infield single. The shortstop, Brett Griffiths, came charging in as that ball was hit just to the third base side of the mound. It was not quite able to grasp it with his bare hand. And safe at first is Vela. Now Griffith then will come to the plate. Avalos walked three and struck out two in those three innings of work. That came on June 21st, earlier this year. Avalos checks Vela back at first. Now kicks and deals to Finn. In the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Hansen, and he keeps it in front of him for ball one. Duncan Hansen taking over behind the plate tonight. Last night, it was Brad Morris. Now Avalos out of the stretch. Winds deals a 1-0. Vela going to throw down to second to the right field side, and Vela's in head first, safe with a stolen base. Something we've seen the Colt 45s do all season long, but they didn't do a lot last night, as there was normally traffic in front of the runners. A 1-1 count now on the left-hand hitting Fenn. Avalos winds and deals a fastball, misses the one away. Two balls and one strike after Fenn took that pitch at, before the throwdown from the catcher Hansen for a strike. The 2-1 delivery from the righty Avalos. Fastball just misses off the plate. It was at the knees, but a hair or so off the plate. A great take there by Griffith Fenn. Year has walked a ton, a total of 28 walks. Now the pitch from Avalos misses low and in. That's ball four, and Griffith Fenn works a walk. So both batters for the Colt 45s in the bottom of the first have reached base. Griffith Fenn last night doubled three times, singled and hit a home run. And had a ground out. He did not have a walk last night, but has one tonight now. As the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith comes to the plate, he's out in left field tonight. An even stance deep in the box. The infield looking for two, pinching up the middle, the second baseman and shortstop. The pitch from Avalos. It's a fastball, misses low for ball one. They'll be looking to pitch McGuire Smith low, trying to get a ground ball on the infield. Now Avalos comes set again out of the stretch, delivers the 1-0 pitch. The infield playing behind the runners. Fenn started running towards second, got about a quarter of the way there, and then made his way back to first and did make the catcher Duncan Hansen come out of the crouch, but did not get a throwdown as Tatum did not make his way over toward the bag. Now the delivery from Avalos. This is low again. Three balls and no strikes on the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith. Runners take their leads. The 3-0 delivery misses low and away. Ball four. A four-pitch walk is issued to McGuire Smith. He gets the free pass. That's the second walk of the night. That will also move up the runners an additional 90 feet. For the cleanup man, the left-hand hitting, Kyle Norton. Norton, last night, flew out four times, but also had two singles and a stolen base, and reached on the fielder's choice. He takes first pitch fastball right down Broadway for strike one. Avalos peering in, now comes set, winds the deals. This one's popped up toward the crowd and over my head on the third base side for strike two. Duncan Hansen set up low and in. Pitch was a little bit up. Norton just a tad early on it. Now the 0-2 delivery with the bases loaded and nobody out. It's a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and two strikes now. One ball, two strikes, nobody out. The infield has the corners playing in, and the middle infielder is looking for two. The 1-2 delivery from Avalos. It's a breaking ball, swing, and a miss from Norton, who was way out in front of that pitch. He was looking for something else. Ended up being way early on that pitch. He was looking for a fastball and got a breaking ball instead. That's out number one. And NBO Sacramento lets out a big sigh of relief as they just now need a double play to get out of the inning. They keep the corners in, and the middle infielder's double play depth for the left-hand switch hitting Keanu Mizuto, who's batting left, stepping to the plate as he takes the first pitch outside for ball one. Switch hitter batting left. It's a right-on-left matchup. Runners at first, second, and third. That's Vela at third, Fenn at second, and Smith at third. Mizuto takes low for ball two. Vela singled and stole second, and then Fenn and Smith walked before Norton struck out in the bottom of the first. It's a 1-0 ball game. NBO Sacramento is on top. Now Avalos, the righty, comes set, deals the 2-0. So swung on, hit in the air, popped back behind second base. The shortstop, Griffiths, going out, calls off the center fielder, and he'll squeeze it for out number two. Mizuta pops out to the shortstop, Brett Griffiths. Now Sutter Moss will come to the plate. Sutter Moss on the year is batting .382. He has 38 walks and 25 RBIs. He's leading the team in walks by a very wide margin. He also has 6 doubles and 3 triples and 2 home runs. A wide open stance from that left side. Takes a first pitch. Fastball at the knees, called strike one. Sutter Moss last night had 2 singles, a walk, a double, and then popped out twice against this Indio Sacramento ball club. Now Avalos comes set. Deals the 0-1, hit in the air, toward left. Left fielder giving chase, might be playable to the track. He'll squeeze it right in front of the track on the run. Moss gives that one a ride, but it's not quite enough. The Colt 45s strand 3. They score none. It's 1-0 after 1. Tonight's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and Best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-410-6085 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the top of the sixth now. After the Colt 45s left them loaded, couldn't quite scratch across a run. Ty Cook is back out there for his second inning of work. The Colt 45s are down by a score of 1-0. As they look to shut down this NBO offense. They were up 1-0. The NBO Sacramento, rather, went up 1-0 in the top of the first. They'll look to get some more runs across here in this top of the second. Now as Cook comes set, winds and deals to the right hand, hitting David Henry, who takes a fastball missing low for ball one. The Colt 45s rocking there. Home whites with the black short sleeves underneath, the white sleeveless jerseys on top. As Cook winds the fastball way up and away for ball two. NBO Sacramento, the gray pants and the blue short sleeves. A couple of players with the old school stirrups, red, white, and blue. 2-0 delivery from Cook. Fastball on the outside corner, just below the belt. A great pitch there from Cook. Able to get back in the count. 2 balls, 1 strike, nobody out. Cook kicks and deals. Foul tipped into the glove of Jones, the catcher. Makes the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nobody out, nobody on in this top of the second inning. It's a 1-0 ball game. Cook winds and deals the 2-2. Breaking ball in on the hands for ball 3. Cook trying to work quickly as Henry, the right-hand hitter, wide stance, slightly open, readies as Cook now kicks and delivers the payoff pitch. Hit in the air toward right. Mizuta broke back. Now has to break in. It's going to fall in front of him. He could not quite get to it. Thought that ball was going to be over his head and then charged back in toward shallow right field trying to get to it. And it landed right in front of him, about 3 feet in front of him or so. And David Henry has himself a single. And now the right-hand hitting Duncan Hansen will step up to the dish. Tonight's backstop for NBO. He's got a closed stance, that front foot, more toward home plate than his back foot. Cook out of the stretch, glove at the belt, checks the runner back at first. That's Henry. Now winds and deals a fastball low and a little bit outside for ball one. Taking his lead from first as Henry's being held on by Kyle Norton. Cook, glove tucked up by his hip. Texas runner back now comes set. Glove at the belt. First base side of the rubber. Wines and deals the 1-0. The runner not going. It's a fastball in the outside corner for strike one. One ball and one strike. With nobody out, one runner on. Colt 45 is looking to turn two. As Cook checks the runner back at first. Now, out of the stretch, the 1-1 delivery to the right and hitting Hansen as a fastball missing just a bit low. Almost drew a check swing, but Hansen wasn't quite close enough. Now a 2-1 count. As Cook throws on over to first base, tag up by Norton, not in time. Diving back with the left hand was Henry. Now Henry's still not going. A big secondary lead as Cook winds and deals a fastball, misses in. Three balls and one strike. Hansen, the close stance, rocking the old school stirrups. And the pant legs up high as Cook, with the pant legs down low, comes set, winds and deals a 3-1. Swing and a missed ball in the dirt. Jones able to pick it at strike two and makes the count full at three balls and two strikes. Cook gets a sign from his catcher, Jones. Taking his lead from first is Palmer. David Henry, rather, who dives back to the bag. A pickoff attempt by Ty Cook is not in time. Now Cook winds and deals the payoff delivery with nobody out. This one's fouled straight back to the screen to keep the count full at three balls and two strikes. Again, the Colt 45 is looking to turn two. Get two quick outs with nobody gone here on the runner on first. The outfield playing straight up. The infield at double play depth with the middle infielders pinching up the middle. The payoff delivery again is a breaking ball hit in the air toward left. Smith giving chase toward left center field. Will squeeze it on the run over his shoulder. Reaching up. Is able to squeeze it on the run. And that will hold Henry at first. Duncan Hansen loses the battle to Ty Cook and flies out to the left fielder Smith for out number one. As Wyatt Griffiths will now come to the plate. The third baseman. An even stance from that right side box. Cook comes set, first base side of the rubber still. Now kicks and deals a fastball hit in the air toward right. Cutting away from Mizzuto, goes into a dive and makes the catch. A sensational play from Keanu Mizzuto on the line drive that was hooking away from him toward the right field foul line. Went into a dive and picked it right off the ground. Then popped back up and threw it back in to hold David Henry at first base. And now two gone for the leadoff man, Brett Griffiths. As Palmer, David Henry rather, still dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Norton. Cook throws over again. A tag put on by Norton is not in time. Brett Griffiths to the plate now. He grounded out his first time up. The lineup has now turned over. Runner going. This one's hit on a line shot over a leaping Calder and into left field for a base hit. Stopping at second is Henry. And safe at first with the base hit is Griffiths. So another inning with two hits for NBO Sacramento, as they had two hits last inning that resulted in a run coming across. As Davis Crawley will come to the plate. Right-handed hitter, open stance. He struck out his first time up. Cook comes set, kicks and deals. A fastball grounded up the middle. Past the diving Valen into shallow right center field. Center fielder Finn up with the ball. Throws home. And it's cut off by Norton, the first baseman, just to the first base side of the mound. And coming in to score is David Henry. It's now a 2-0 ball game. Staying at first is Grawley, but up to third is Brett Griffiths. He was able to advance all the way to third on that hit. And now runners at the corner, still with two outs for Dom Ott, who doubled his last time up. He would later come around to score the first run of the ball game. He's got an open stance deep in the box on that right side. And this 2-0 ball game. The NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s. Cook comes set, winds and deals a fastball in the outer half. at the knees, called strike one. Cook gets his sign. Now comes Sadis. He checks the runners back at the corners. That's Raleigh at first and Griffiths at third. Cook, the tall right-hander, now shakes off his catchers. The batter calls time. Dom Ott will step out. Now steps back in. So right-hand hitter readies. 6-3 right-hander winds and deals a fastball hit towards center field. Finn coming in will go into a dive and drops it. It goes toward the left, the right of him, rather, as he tossed it back in. Coming in to score is Griffiths, and staying at second base is Grawley. Dom Ott is safe at first. And that's going to be an error for Griffiths then. As he came in on it was a sinking line drive, landed to his left. He had it in his glove, and when he popped up from the slide, ended up losing it, and it was called a hit by the field umpire. Now runners at first and second as Palmer takes a first pitch fastball just a bit inside, on the inside corner rather, for strike one. So Griffiths came home to score on that. It's a 3-0 ball game now in this top of the second inning. Cook comes set. Now kicks and deals the 0-1. This one's hit in the air toward left, but it's going to go foul toward the Colt 45 bullpen. That's strike two. On the right-hand hitting, Henry Palmer, who reached on the error by Sutter Moss last inning, the ground ball that kicked around between his ankles. A wide-open stance from the right side batter's box as Cook comes set, kicks and deals the 0-2 after checking the runner's back. This one's hit in the air toward left center field. Finn giving chase. Should be playable. He'll sashay on over and squeeze it. Four. Out number three in the side is finally retired. The NBO Sacramento Ball Club gets two. They strand two. It's 3-0 after 1.5. We're headed to the bottom of the second. Tonight's game of Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management, 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-1060-85 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Brandon Zanny up to the plate, right-hand hitter facing off against Fernando Avalos in this bottom of the second inning. NBO Sacramento now with a 3-0 lead after they put up two in the top of the second. The righty Fernando Avalos comes set, winds and deals low for ball one. A fastball that just missed low. Zanny laid off of it. Great take there. Zanny on the year. See, takes this one on the shoulder. The fastball came up and in on the hands and brushed his shoulder. Zanny on the year has been batting .269. He has 15 RBIs, but he'll take first base now. After that hit-by-pitch, and the leadoff man is aboard for the catcher, the right-hand hitter, Alex Jones. A wide stance, slightly open from the right-hand hitter as Avalos out of the stretch winds and deals a fastball on the inner half called strike one. No balls and one strike. Zandy taking his lead from first, being held on by the first baseman, Willie Tatum. Avalos checks him back. The infield at double play depth. Avalos winds and deals. So it's hit on the line into left field for a base hit. Zanny will hold at second and safe at first with the base hit is Jones. A hard hit single into left field. Castingham will go out to be his courtesy runner for Mr. Joel Calderon. Calderon on the year is batting 261. He has 20 RBIs and also has walked 20 times. He also has no home runs, but does have, my apologies, 2 home runs and 3 doubles. So he takes a fastball, missing low for ball one, backing him out of the way. Right-hand hitter. So at the bottom of this lineup, the Colt 45s have 3 straight right-handed hitters. A wide-open stance. It's the Sacramento Ball Club moves the corners in. Showing bunt is Calderon. Throws down to second to try and nab Zanny. And backdoor him, but the throw goes into center field, and Zanny, having dove head first back into second base, is not able to take third on the throwing error. So everybody's going to remain at their respective bases. As Calderon now has a 1-1 count. With nobody out, again, the corners playing in, that's the third baseman and first baseman. It's a breaking pitch from Avalos, misses low, good take there by Calderon, who has walked a total of 20 times this year. Now Avalos, the righty, comes set for first base side of the rubber. The 2-1 delivery. It's a fastball swing and a miss for strike two. Calderon will step out of the box and regather himself, get a sign from the manager, Mr. Bob Anderson. Now Avalos gets a sign, comes set. Zanny not running. Winds and deals a breaking ball right back to the pitcher. Goes past his glove toward the second baseman, who flips to the shortstop. The relay to first is in time, and it's a double play. But Zanny moves over to third on the play. It was just out of the reach of Avalos. But Castingham, who is the courtesy runner for Alex Jones, who singled, is erased. And then the relay to first also got Calderon. So a 6-4-3 double play. Puts 2 outs, but the first Colt 45 run is 90 feet away as this one is hit in the air toward left. And in fair territory, it's going to go all the way to the wall just in front of the 320 mark. Zanny will trot in to score. Vela, hard turn at second. The throw comes in on a few hops, and Vela will scamper on back to second base. He's got himself a stand-up double, and the Colt 45s have their first run of the ball game as Zanny came around to score. Now Griffith Fenton will step up to the plate. Vela has 2 hits on the night. Griffith Fenton walked his last time up. Vela is in scoring position at second. The tying run would be Fenton batting as righty Avalos delivers a breaking ball just a bit off the plate outside for ball one. 1 ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting Fenton. Griffith Fenton, on the year, is batting 350. He's got 30 RBIs. As this next pitch misses low and away, which oddly enough is the same average that tonight's cleanup hitter Kyle Norton has. They're both batting 350 on the year. Now the 2-0 delivery from the righty Avalos to the left-hand hitting Fenn as a breaking ball catches the outside corner at the knees. A bit of a low strike call there by the home plate umpire, who's still establishing his zone for the night. Now a 2-1 count on the left-hand hitting Fenn, who has 30 RBIs on the year and 28 walks, 29 after the walk in the first inning issued to him, as Avalos comes set, winds and deals a changeup low and in, and Fenn swings and misses. for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. With two outs in this 3-1 ball game. After tonight's 23-9 contest, both offensive sides trying to get rolling again, and Finn takes a ball in the dirt to fill the count at three balls and two strikes. With two outs, our game time temperature has dropped below 100 now. It's 97 with barely any wind. The payoff delivery with two outs, the left-hand inning, Finn misses low, and Finn works himself his second walk of the evening. He'll take first base. Now there'll be runners at first and second for the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith, who walked his last time up as well. So that is Griffith Fenn's 30th walk on the year. As McGuire Smith will come to the plate. He walked earlier in the ball game, and then last night also had three walks, but doubled and popped out twice. So he takes a first pitch strike on the inside corner at the knees. Now an 0-1 count as Avalos gets a sign. The catcher Hansen sets up away. The 0-1 delivery with two outs is a breaking ball, misses low. One ball and one strike. One ball, one strike with two gone here. Runners at first and second. That's Finn at first and Vela at second. The 1-1 delivery is grounded toward the first baseman, who plays it on a couple of hops and will throw it to first in time as Avalos, making his way over in a foot race, is able to squeeze it on the bag to retire the side. The Colt 45s get one back, but they strand two. It's 3-1 after two tonight's Colt 45s baseball game. Is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-6085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the top of the third inning. The Colt 45 has got one run back, and now Ty Cook back out there in the top of the third. We'll be facing off against the right-hand hitting Willie Tatum. He steps into the box now, doing some landscaping. Now ready is a wide open stance on the right side as Cook winds and deals. Fastball misses low in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes now in this 3-1 ball game. Tatum singled his first time up. Now Cook gets a sign from Jones, the catcher, who sets up low and away. The 1-0 pitch misses high and inside and on the hands. Turning away from it was Mr. Willie Tatum. Now a 2-0 count. As Cook winds and deals again. The 2-0 fastball on the inside corner for strike one. Two balls, one strike. Nobody out, nobody on. And this 3-1 ball game as Cook now gets a sign, delivers the 2-1 in the dirt, blocked by Jones. Nice count, three balls and one strike. Tatum, last night, hit the ball hard on his one hit last night. It was a single with that right center gap. Hit on a line off of Aaron Wood. As he will now take first base. That pitch misses low. free pass is issued by Ty Cook, and the leadoff man is aboard for NBO Sacramento. And now Jonas Dias will come to the plate. He flew out to right fielder Mizuta his first time up. Right-hand hitter, even stance, taking his lead from first, being held on by Norton, is Tatum. Two or three steps off the bag at first. Now Cook out of the stretch, winds and deals a ground ball toward third. Calderon gloves, throws to second for one. The relay to first is in time for the 5-4-3 around the horn. Double play, and quickly, two outs. Calderon doing a great job of waiting for that second hop. Gloved it quickly through to second base where Avila was on the bag. And then relayed onto first base to Mr. Kyle Norton in time for the 5-4-3 double play. Now it's going to be the right end hitting David Henry to the plate, who singled his last time up. He takes a called strike one on the outside corner. No balls and one strike. Open stance for the righty. Cook winds and deals out of the windup again. Fastball is going to come inside and hit David Henry. And he'll take first base on the free pass as he's hit by that pitch. And now it'll be Duncan Hansen to the plate. The catcher tonight for NBO Sacramento. Step up to the plate. Again, rocking those old school stirrups. He's the backstop tonight for NBO Sacramento. Close stance for the right-hand hitter. Runner at first, that's Henry. He takes his lead being held on by Kyle Norton. As that first pitch catches the outside corner, called strike one. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you this Colt 45 baseball. We have David Wiley back in the studio for us. It's Cook winds and deals the 0-1. It's hit on the ground, up the middle, diving back behind second base is Vela. Throws to first in time for the out. Duncan Hansen thought he had a single and made a wide turn on his way to first, but Vela, achieving the impossible, was able to glove it, diving, then pop back up from the rim of the outfield grass behind second base and threw a rocket to first base where Norton had his foot on the bag for the 4-3 putout, and that ends the inning for NBO Sacramento. We're headed to the bottom of the third. It's 3-1 after 2.5 tonight's Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management, 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-410-6085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. In the top half of the third, it was Dusty Vela making a sensational play back behind the bag in second base. It was a ground ball up the middle. He dove head first for it on the left field side of the second base bag. Loved it, popped back up, and then threw to first in time. It was the catcher, Duncan Hansen, who made a wide turn to first. Thought he had a routine single, but Vela kept it in the infield. It's the first pitch to the left-handed, and Kyle Norton misses outside for ball one. That might have been the best play we've seen all year here at Tiger Field. Now, Avalos delivers a breaking ball over the plate at the knees, called strike one, one ball and one strike. Calderon's play last night, Bayless play tonight, and then a few weeks ago there was a diving catch by, I believe it was Braxton Riley. Now this pitch is delivered on the outside corner, called strike two. Norton will step out now. Now steps back in, waves the wood back and forth as Avalos comes set and deals the 1-2, misses outside, two balls and two strikes. So we've seen the Cole 45s splash the leather a few times this year. They definitely play off of each other defensively, where one person makes a great play and it seems like all of a sudden the whole team starts making great plays all in the same game. We've seen two diving efforts from Finn and Mizuta. Norton takes a fastball side to make the count, three balls and two strikes. Last night, Calderon was flashing the leather along with Kyle Norton at first. Now the payoff delivery with nobody out. Swung on and missed by Kyle Norton. He's gone down twice via the K tonight. Both times he's struck out swinging. Now it'll be switch hitter batting left, Keanu Mizuta. He popped out to short his last time up. They all play off of each other and seem to really amp each other up defensively. Mizuta had that diving grab earlier. Diving head first toward the right field foul line. As first pitch swinging, Mizuta grounds this one right toward the first baseman Tatum with gloves and flips to the pitcher Avalos on the bag in time for the 3-1 put out. Ground ball to first baseman Tatum. And then in the foot race to first, Mizuta is retired. Quickly two gone here in this bottom of the third. In a 3-1 ball game. The Colt 45 is looking to tie it up somehow and get some runs. Zanny's on deck as the left-hand hitting setter Moss to the plate. He flew out to left his last time up. Wide open stance. Catcher Hansen sets up low and away. The delivery from Avalos is a breaking ball. Misses low. One ball and no strikes. Avalos gets the sign, comes set, first base side of the rubber. Deals the 1-0 as a breaking ball backs Moss off the plate. Now two balls and no strikes. Moss leads the team and walks with 38. Now Avalos gets the sign. The 2-0 delivery with the infield at normal depth. Catches the inside corner on the inner half. Four strike one. Two balls, one strike. And two gone, nobody on. Now the 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball, waved at, grounded toward the second baseman who glides to his left and throws to first in time. The Colt 45s go 1-2-3. It's still 3-1 after 3. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and Best of the North State. Authority Property Management, they're at 2663 Victor Avenue. You can email them or call them at 530-410-6085 or email at info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's Ty Cook out there on the mound for this top of the fourth inning. 3-1. He's pitched three innings of three-run, five-hit ball. He struck out one and walked one, but settled in there nicely these last two innings, his last inning, being his best, allowing no runs and no hits. He did walk one and hit someone, but they were both stranded after the side was retired. And that will be Wyatt Griffiths to the plate, then it will be Brett Griffiths, followed by Davis Grawley, as Griffiths fouls this one off over the screen for strike one. Right-hand hitter. Ty Cook gets a sign. Now comes set, winds and deals. Fastball misses low. One ball and one strike. On the right end, hitting Wyatt Griffiths. Now Cook gets a sign, winds and deals again. 1-1, check swing, breaking ball on the outside corner, called a strike two. One ball and two strikes on the third baseman. Now Cook winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Fastball off the hand of Brett Griffiths, and he has himself a hit-by-pitch. Something you don't see often is a batter not really dodging or making any effort to dodge a pitch that seems like it's going to hit him. And that one, he just let it nick off the inside of his forearm. Now it'll be the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, to the plate. A right-hand hitter, even stance. Being held on at first is Wyatt Griffiths, being held on by Kyle Norton. It's Cook out of the stretch. There was a fastball in the dirt, blocked by Jones. The catcher kicks away from him, quickly recovers, keeps Griffiths at first. That's ball one. One ball and no strikes. With nobody out, the Colt 45 is looking for a double play to get two gone here and this top of the fourth. Cook, quick pickoff attempt to first, is not in time. Diving back with both hands was Wyatt Griffiths. Now Cook comes set again, glove at the belt, kicks and deals the 1-0 in the dirt low. Two balls and no strikes. Bob Anderson will come out to the mound and have a little chat with his pitcher and catcher. Talk things over, talk a little strategy. Maybe Bob Anderson saw something in the delivery of Ty Cook that he didn't really like, wants to go over some mechanics. Make sure he's pitching correctly, throwing strikes, hitting the zone. He's been a little bit more erratic here as of recent, not really dotting up the zone like he normally does. He'll go back behind the mound, get some rosin before climbing back up the back slope of the mound as Brett Griffiths steps back into the box. Still taking his lead at first is Wyatt Griffiths. As Cook shakes off his catcher a couple of times. Now agrees, comes set. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball just a bit up. Almost drew a full check swing from Griffiths, but Griffiths able to hold up. That'll make the count three balls and no strikes. Now Cook winds and deals the fastball at the knees. Called strike one. Three balls and one strike now. Cook looking to battle back in this at bat. Throws on over to first, not in time. Diving back again was Wyatt Griffiths. Now Cook, glove of the belt. Shakes off Jones. Now agrees, comes set. The 3-1 delivery to the right end hitting Griffiths is a changeup on the outside corner. For strike two. Now the count has been worked full after Cook was behind the net 3-0. Now he's come all the way back to work it full. Three balls and two strikes. Nobody gone. Looking for a ground ball here to twist it on the infield and get two outs. He kicks and deals the payoff pitch. This one's grounded right toward the shortstop. Moss on a chopper. Flips to Vela on the bag at second for one. The relay to first. Not in time. Safe at first is Griffiths. He reaches on the fielder's choice. Just beat it out. So, Cook got what he wanted there, just a little bit more of a slow chopper, and Moss had to play it on a couple of hops instead of being able to charge in and then flick to second in time. He gave an underhand toss to Vela on the bag instead of sidearming it. He wasn't quite far enough away to throw it, so he had to play it a little bit more slower, so Vela was able to corral it easier. As Cook winds and deals a ball in the dirt to the right-hand hitting Davis Grawley for ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Cook comes set, winds and deals again. And it's fouled off up the third baseline toward the dugout. One ball and one strike in this top of the fourth inning. It's a 3-1 ball game. NBO Sacramento on top of the Colt 45s. Now Cook checks the runner back at first. That's Griffiths. A different Griffiths now after Rhett Griffiths reached on the fielder's choice. And Cook delivers a fastball way outside for ball two. Two balls and one strike. The Colt 45 is playing another pair of brothers, as we've seen a couple of other times this season. Now a 2-1 count on the right hand hitting Davis Grawley. The runner not going is a breaking ball just off the plate outside. Three balls and one strike. There's now a little bit of activity up in the Colt 45 bullpen. Cook gets his sign from Jones, the catcher, sets up low and away. The 3-1 is a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees. That will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Full count with one out. The 3-2 delivery is hit in the air, shallow right field. It's going to go right to Vela on the rim of the outfield grass as it hangs up just enough. A little flare right at the second baseman, Vela. And now Dom Ott will come to the plate, who has doubled and then reached on that error by Griffith Fenn. It was a sinking line drive that Fenn went into a dive to catch. He did make a play on it, but then ended up bobbling it as he slid. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Griffiths not running. The delivery from Cook is flared again. Shallow right field that will land for a hit. Up at the ball is Mizuta. Around second, going into third is Griffiths, and he'll make it safely as the throw is cut off by Sutter Moss to keep the runner at first. Now, Ott singles, and that moves Griffiths to third. And now Henry Palmer will be up with runners at the corners. Henry Palmer playing right field tonight just reached on an error and flown out to the center fielder Fenn tonight. Cook gets his sign, a right-hand hitter, even stance. And Mr. Henry Palmer. Now Cook, glove of the belt, checks the runner's back, comes set, and delivers. Fastball swing and a miss for strike one. Great pitch there from Cook to draw a swing and a miss. The fastball a little bit below the belt off the outside edge. On 0-1 count as Cook, glove of the belt, comes set again. The 0-1 delivery, fastball on a line shot right at Vela. He'll squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. NBO Sacramento scores none. They strand two. And right to the bottom of the fourth, tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-106085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
Back to Tigerfield in Redding, California. It's Brandon Zanny working with a 2-2 count and nobody out. The infield playing him to pull. The 2-2 delivery from Avalos is bouncing from the plate to work the count full at 3-2. Avalos now working in the bottom of this fourth inning. He still has a 3-1 lead. He comes set now. The payoff delivery is a fastball hit in the air towards center field. The center fielder has it. It's playable for him and he will squeeze it for out number one, a loud out from Zanny. After working the count full, as the sun has started its descension now, and the smoke from the park fire out, way out toward our right field view, turning a pinkish purple. And now the clouds also around us to the left. Alex Jones now up, and he grounds the first pitch swinging to the shortstop, who throws it to first in time. 6-3 put out. The sun around us, sun setting around us, rather, has also turned the clouds to our left, pink and purple, with a very pink tint to that purple gradient color. But the smoke in front of us from the park fire, where crews are working on it to get it contained. It's a 0% containment now. Our thoughts and prayers go out to all the families affected, and of course the firefighters working to contain it. Called Aaron takes a called strike on the inside corner. Now Avalos gets his sign. Wines and deals the 0-1. Misses low. 1-1. We hope that that fire gets under control, as here in this state of California, we do have the fire season. Now, Claude Aaron fouls that one off for strike two. 1-2 with 2 outs. 1-2 to tonight's third baseman. Started that around the horn double play in the third inning. He'll step back into the box now after taking a brief timeout. He readies a wide open stance as Avalos comes set and deals the 1-2 pitch. It's a fastball upstairs for 2. Called Aaron not quite biting on it. Now Avalos, 2-2 delivery is a breaking ball. Is going to plunk. Called Aaron, who was turning away from it, hit him square between the shoulder blades, and he'll take first base on the hit by pitch. Almost a 1-2-3 inning from Avalos. He had retired 5 straight before, but now Calderon will take first base as the top of the order, Dusty Vela, comes to the plate. Left-hand hitter. He has singled and doubled tonight. He steps up to the plate, waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. Calderon takes his lead, not going. Breaking ball, misses way off the plate outside for 1. 1-0 with 2 outs. Run on first, that's Calderon. It's 3-1 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Avalos checks Calderon back at first. Now comes set. Calderon diving back to the bag. Tatum getting the pickoff attempt. But back in plenty of time was Calderon. Tatum holding him on at first. Vela, the left-hand hitter, readies as Avalos comes set the 1-0. showing Bun is Vela. Calder takes, steals second, rather. He dives in head first. The catcher's throwdown went off of Calderon, I believe, and kicked away toward the shortstop, who was covering second base, so there was nobody there. He quickly recovered it to keep Calderon at second, and Calderon and all that hubbub steals second base easily. Now Vela has a 1-1 count on him after he took that pitch for a strike. He showed Bunt, pulled it back in time. Now the 1-1 delivery from Avalos. This is a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees called strike two. One ball, two strikes, and two out. As Avalos comes set from the first base side of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery with two outs. Fastball swung on grounded right toward the first base dugout. Foul out of play. The count remains one ball and two strikes. One ball and two strikes as Avalos comes set to deliver again. He winds and deals, a fastball just off the plate outside for ball two. Vela doing a great job of laying off that pitch. Now the count 2-2. Runner on second in scoring position, that's Calderon. He stole second base after being hit by a pitch. Vela waves the bat back and forth a couple of times. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Avalos winds and deals, a breaking ball outside to fill the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. So Avalos will go for a little walk around the mound. Now comes set. Taking his lead from second is Calderon. The payoff delivery with two outs is low for ball four. And Vela wins the battle. He'll earn the free pass as Calderon will remain at second base. But Griffith Finn will come to the plate. He's got two walks tonight. But last night, he was a triple away from the cycle. He had a total of 3 doubles. He also had a solo shot in the first and a single in the third. He's playing at Fresno Pacific and is out of Chico, California. Where that park fire is, as I mentioned previously, there's a few ball players from Chico on this Colt 45 teams from Chico. As Fenn takes a fastball in the outer half for strike one. No balls and one strike. Fenn, left-hand hitter. Calderon dancing off the bag at second. Starts running toward third. Pickoff attempt to second. Diving back to the bag. Not in time as a tag is put on him by Brett Griffiths. And that is the way the inning ends. So what looked to be some sort of a two-out rally results in Calderon being picked off. And that will end the inning. We're done with four. It's 3-1 after four. Led it to the top of the fifth. Night's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and Best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-10-6085 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Tony and Audrey were married for over 20 years. Then, they weren't. But when their paths once again collide as they attempt to figure out who gets what from their old cottage, old tensions flare up, not helped by the arrival of their devious daughter. Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present Moment of Weakness, an incredibly British comedy written by Donald Churchill, directed by Andrew Gibson. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net and sponsored by Reading Cultural District, this station, and other pro-arts businesses.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to the top of the fifth inning. Ty Cook is back out there as he delivers back-to-back balls to Willie Tatum. One inside and one missing low and in the dirt. Away from him. Now a 2-0 count as the right-hand hitting Willie Tatum readies, and Cook, the right-hander from the first base side of the rubber, kicks and deals out of the windup with nobody on in this top of the fifth and delivers in the dirt, picked by Jones the catcher for ball three. Three balls and no strikes. So now there's some more activity up in the Colt 45 bullpen. Tatum fouls this one back to the screen to make the count three balls and one strike. On NBO Sacramento's first baseman. The infield playing at normal depth as Cook gets a sign. Now winds and deals. Breaking ball in the outside corner that will fill the count at three balls and two strikes. Cook gets a sign. Winds and delivers a payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Misses inside. For ball four, and the free pass is issued to Willie Tatum. And he'll be dancing off the bag at first base. As the right-hand hitting DH Jonas Dias comes to the plate. He's flied out and grounded into a round-the-horn double play. He takes a first-pitch ball in the dirt for ball one. One ball and no strikes. And nobody out. The Colt 45 is looking for a double play. Yet again, as this one skied toward right. Mizuta chasing over toward the line. On the run, makes a basket catch. And another sensational effort from the defense tonight at Tagger Field. And that is out number one. Now it will be David Henry, the left fielder, to the plate. He's been hit by a pitch and singled tonight. A right-hand hitter, open stance. Still at first is Tatum. He held at first after Mizuta made the catch. Now Cook out of the stretch, winds and deals a fastball on the inside corner at the knees, called strike one. No balls and one strike to David Henry with one out, runner going. Huge jump. The throw down from Jones is not in time. Into second, standing up with the stolen base is Willie Tatum. He picked a great pitch to steal on. An easy stolen base there. He had a huge jump. He was about halfway to second base before Cook even lifted his leg toward home. Now a 1-1 count. So that pitch was called a ball. One ball and one strike. With one out, there's no double play in order now. As Cook comes set, glove at the belt, deals the 1-1 pitch. Misses low and in for ball two. Two balls and one strike. On deck is the catcher, Duncan Hansen. For David Henry, he's one for one tonight and was also hit by a pitch. Now the 2-1 delivery from the righty, Ty Cook. It's a check swing foul toward the on-deck circle. We'll make it strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the right-hand hitting DH. Left fielder, rather, for NBO Sacramento. It's Cook peering in, gets a sign from Jones. The 2-2 delivery with one out. It's a foul tipped back to the screen, and Henry stays alive. Two balls and two strikes. David Henry battling here against Ty Cook. Ty Cook on the night only has one strikeout. The strikeout here would be crucial. The 2-2 delivery is fouled back over the screen again. We'll get pitch number 7 now. As Cook is battling here in this right-on-right matchup against NBO Sacramento's left fielder. Cook comes set, glove at the belt. The 2-2 delivery again with one out in the top of the fifth and the runner at second, that's Tatum. The delivery from Cook is a fastball. On the outside corner, ring him up. Strike three called. Mr. Henry, are you looking to buy anything? He says, no thanks, I'm just looking. He'll head back to the dugout as Duncan Hansen, the catcher, will make his way to the plate. And now there's two gone in this top of the fifth. Duncan Hansen to the plate with that closed stance. He's 0-2 tonight with a flyout and a ground out. As Cook comes set after getting a sign, now delivers a fastball, goes all the way back to the screen. Tatum going to third on the play. Jones plays it back to throw to third, not in time. The throw by Jones was on the money, but in standing up again is Tatum. And Willie Tatum reaches base on that wild pitch. It went all the way back to the screen. It was a fastball, which was called ball one. Caromed off the screen right back to Jones, the catcher, who then threw from 4 or 5 feet behind home. And Cook delivers a fastball on the inside corner at the knees, called strike one. Then Jones threw down to third base where called Aaron was on the bag. Put the tag on Tatum, but Tatum was in standing up safely. The 1-1 delivery from Cook. Fastball misses away. Jones blocks it. Great effort there from Jones. Keeps the ball in front of him, and it's a 2-1 count. Two balls and one strike. With two outs in this top of the fifth inning, the 3-1 NBO Sacramento has the lead. Cook, out of the stretch, the 2-1 delivery is a curveball. Popped up toward right center field. Mizuta charging in. Vela drifting out. And on the run, Griffith then all the way from straightaway center field will squeeze it in shallow right center field for the out, and the side is retired. NBO Sacramento threatens, but they do not score. We're headed to the bottom of the fifth. We're halfway through tonight's ball game. Tonight's game is sponsored by Red and Colt 45's Baseball, brought to you by, my apologies, tonight's game of Red and Colt 45's Baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and Best of the North State. Authority Property Management, 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-410-6085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the Colt 45s out there, and it's bottom of the fifth after the side was retired and the runner was stranded at third. It's going to be Griffith Finn out there with a new set of downs after Calderon was picked off at second base to end things last time the Colt 45s were up in that bottom of the fourth. We're now in the bottom of the fifth. The Colt 45s down by a score of 3-1. And Colt 45s looking to score some more offense. Left-hand hitter. As Avalos comes set, winds and deals the 1-0. My apologies. The 0-0, and then delivers a strike on the outside corner to make the count 0-1. No balls and one strike on the left-hand hitting Finn. She hits this one on a line shot on a hop and through the second baseman into right field for a base hit. A lucky single there through the right side for Griffith Finn. The second baseman, Davis Grawley, moving to his left toward first base, to play the line shot on a hop and was not quite able to corral it. It went under his arm and into right field for a base hit. And the leadoff man is aboard for the Colt 45s for McGuire Smith, who is 0-1 with a walk tonight. Finn at first being held on by Tatum. He's going on not going. Now the ball kicks off the catcher's chest protector in front of home plate. Now Finn will go. He's trying to deke the pitcher and draw a throw on over. And then ended up taking second base due to the pitch going off the chest protector of the catcher, Duncan Hansen. It caromed way in front of him, and he wasn't able to get to it in time with Finn already a quarter of the way towards second. So now Griffith Finn goes to second on the play. Now the 1-0 delivery from Avalos is hit in the air toward center field. The center fielder chasing back should be playable. Finn will tag from second to third on the play. The throw will not come in time, and Finn moves to third. So Griffith Smith, the fly out there, but Finn able to tag up on it, will advance the runner to third for Kyle Norton, the cleanup hitter, who's 0 for 2 tonight. He's K'd twice, both swinging. As Avalos, the righty, comes set. Mizuda is on deck, who's also 0 for 2 tonight, looking for his first hit. Avalos winds and deals. This one's fouled back to the screen and over into the park behind us for strike one. Norton has been a little bit tardy on that breaking ball all night long. Avalos gets a sign, comes set, checks Finn back at third. The 0-1 delivery is poked at by Norton toward right. Right fielder giving chase should be playable. He'll squeeze it. Finn tagging on the play. The throw to the cutter is off target. Goes to the catcher and sliding in safely. The tag not put on him. Finn will score on the sacrifice fly by Kyle Norton. Finn with the great heads-up base run in there. Looked like the throw was going to beat him, but it went through the cutoff man, Willie Tatum, and then rolled to the catcher, Duncan Hansen, who was not able to put the tag on him in time. He was called safe by the home plate umpire. And now it's a 3-2 ball game. So the Colt 45 is making a dent in their deficit as the first pitch to Keanu Mizuda is bounced in front of the plate for ball one. As the sun is pretty much set here and the lights have taken full effect. It's a 3-2 ball game. Avalos comes set first base side of the rubber. The 1-0 is a fastball on the outside corner at the knees for strike one. That'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. In this bottom of the fifth, the 1-1 delivery from Avalos is a breaking ball just a bit off the plate outside to the switch hitter batting left, Keanu Mizuda. Now working with a 2-1 count as Avalos comes set out of the stretch. The 2-1 delivery is a breaking ball swung on and missed for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Mizuda a little bit tardy on that pitch. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Now Avalos gets a sign, comes set, winds and deals a fastball just inside. Avalos thought he had strike three. Mizuda last night had a homer, two singles, and a double. Also struck out once and flew out once. Now Avalos comes set. The payoff delivery is a ball in the dirt, and Mizuda will take the free pass. That is another walk issued to the Colt 45's offense tonight. The fifth walk issued, so they had four previously. As Sutter Moss will go back now, after he was coming up to bat, but he'll have a little meeting with his hitters as the coach for NBO Sacramento, Mike Conroy, I believe, will go out to the mound and have a little chat with his pitcher, Fernando Avalos, who's gone 4 2/3. He's only given up three runs and a total of three hits. Now, Mike Conroy will make his way back to the dugout, and Sutter Moss will step up to the plate. Left-hand hitter. Runner on first, that's Mizuda. Avalos comes set out of the stretch and delivers. Misses outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to the left-hand hitting shortstop, Sutter Moss. Mizuta being held on by Tatum at first. Infield regular depth. The 1-0 delivery is smoked over that of the first baseman. Around second and into third will be Mizuta. Holding at first on the long single is Sutter Moss. It was a line shot right over the leaping Tatum's head, and Mizuta able to move all the way up to third as Brandon Zanny will now come to the plate. It was hit on a line. It was cutting away from the right fielder, Henry Palmer, who was not quite able to get to it in time, and it sunk in front of him. And now Brandon Zanny will come to the plate. He flew out his last time up and was also hit by a pitch. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Runners at the corners now with two outs in this 3-2 ball game. First pitch swing, hits this one in the center field for a base hit. It's a brand new ball game as Mizuta will trot in to score and Moss will hold at second. Brandon Zanny, first pitch swing, has himself an RBI single. And now it's a 3-3 ball game. The Colt 45s with the two out rally going. And now Alex Jones to the plate, who has singled and grounded out tonight. Now there's some activity up in the bullpen for NBO Sacramento. Looks to be Ben Hansen. Avalos comes set, winds, and deals a fastball that's grounded foul up the third baseline by Alex Jones for strike one. No balls and one strike. And this 3-3 ball game, we're all knotted up now in the bottom of the fifth. Alex Jones, right-hand hitter, to the plate. Zanny taking his lead from first, and Moss taking his lead from second. Wide open stance for the right-hand hitter, Jones. Avalos comes set. The righty delivers the 0-1. Ground ball toward third. Third baseman charges, collides with Moss running to third, who trips over himself, falls down, and he's called out by the field umpire. Bob Anderson, fired up, comes out to argue the call. NBO Sacramento is now trotted off the field, and the field umpire is going to call in the other umpires to make sure that's the correct call. Bob Anderson came storming out of the dugout, as the rule here is with that ground ball, as long as Sutter Moss is in the base path, which is 3 feet to the left and right of where he's running, he should be safe at third, is what Bob Anderson believes. The ground ball was right through the lane, and the infielder came through the lane, the runner's lane, rather, to make the play, and then went to throw the ball to first. The Colt 45 runners are standing on the bases at first, second, and third. They think they have the bases loaded. The umpires are still having a meeting right in front of the mound. NBO Sacramento's in the dugout awaiting word from this meeting, but the rules typically are that the established lane from the runner cannot be interfered with. And that's kind of what happened, as the fielder had to charge the ball to make the play in time. The fielder, that's the third baseman Wyatt Griffiths, came in to charge it, ended up colliding with Moss, who was running from second to third. Moss didn't move or try and hit the fielder in any sort of way. He was running straight. Now the umpires are going to have a word with Mike Conroy, the manager of NBO Sacramento, have a little word with him, and the fans here at Tiger Field are a little bit amplified as they're calling for the umpires to make the correct call. Now the field umpire's chatting with Mike Conroy, the manager of NBO Sacramento, who is a little bit confused about what happened. They're going over, looks like they're chatting about that runner lane situation and how Wyatt Griffiths had to make the call. The umpire is with the authority here to call it however they want, according to the rules, which reminds me of tonight's sponsor for Reading Colt 45's baseball, Authority Property Management. the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. NDO Sacramento will be back out on the field after the runner Moss was called safe. The call overturned. If you're just joining us, what happened was runners on first and second with two outs. It was a ground ball toward third. The third baseman came charging in on it and ended up colliding with Sutter Moss, who was making his way from second to third. Sutter Moss did not strafe at all, left or right. He was running in a straight line toward third, right at the bag from second. Then he went into a tumble after making contact with the third baseman, Wyatt Griffiths. And then the field umpire called him out on the play. It would have been called runner's interference. Now Avalos comes set and deals to Calderon, who fouls this one off to the third base side for strike one. But the call was then overturned. So the bases are loaded. It's a 3-3 ball game. Mason Cassingham is the courtesy runner for Alex Jones, who hit that ground ball at first. The 0-1 delivery from Avalos is foul tipped into the glove of the catcher, Duncan Hansen, for strike two. No balls and two strikes. As Calderon readies, Avalos comes set, winds and deals the 0-2 with two outs, is fouled in a straight line right at the Colt 45 bullpen. Still no balls and two strikes in this battle between the Colt 45's third baseman, Joel Calderon. Wide open stance, Avalos readies, winds and deals, and it's fouled back to the screen. Now the fifth pitch of this at bat, and a balk is called on Avalos. So that now the Colt 45s have the lead after the balk is called by Avalos, who's now visibly upset with this umpiring crew after he thought he was out of the inning and then had to be called back out there. Now called for a balk. So the runners advance. Moss will come in to score. Zanny will move to third, and Mason Cassingham, Alex Jones, courtesy runner, moves to second as Joel Calderon sells an 0-2 count. Now the 0-2 delivery out of the stretch from Avalos. The delivery fouled back to the screen again. No balls and two strikes. Fernando Avalos trying to get the final out of this inning here. The inning began with him possibly getting the win, but now he's given up three and the lead in this inning. The 0-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Joel Calderon. The breaking ball fouled off again out of play over the first base dugout. And the count remains no balls and two strikes. As Calderon looking to score those two runners in scoring position, Cassingham at second and Zanny at third. The 0-2 delivery again from Fernando Avalos. So fastball backs, Calderon off the plate. He leaned back away from that one. A little bit of chin music there. Would have struck his cheek had he not turned away from it, Matrix style. Now a 1-2 count. Calderon battling here. So he's fouled off three pitches now. Avalos comes set, winds and deals the 1-2. This one's hit on a line shot over a leaping shortstop. Coming to score is Zanny. Cassingham around third. He'll come in to score. And Calderon wins the battle and gets two RBIs. It's now a 6-3 ball game. As pandemonium has broken out here at Tiger Field with a capacity crowd. And now Fernando Avalos will take a deep breath, go for a little walk because he gets that baseball back, and Aaron will be at first after Fernando Avalos has given up five runs this inning. And now the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela will come to the plate. He's the ninth man to bat this inning. Avalos comes set, winds and deals. Vela showing bunt, pulls back in time. That's called a ball. Cassingham, as he neared third base running on the play, kicked it into fifth gear and was able to score. The throw-in was cut off by the second baseman. Now the Pickoff move attempt to first is in time, and Calderon is picked off for the second time tonight, this time at first base. So when we go to the home half of the sixth, Dusty Vela will have himself a new set of downs, a new count. Tonight's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management. It's 6-3. After five, we're headed to the top of the sixth inning. They're at 2663 Victor Avenue, or you can give them a call at 530-410-6085 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's now a 6-3 Colt 45 lead in this top of the sixth inning. Ty Cook still out there. He's gone five innings tonight of three-run, six-hit ball. He'll be facing off against Wyatt Griffiths, right-hand hitter. A line shot! Right toward third, Calderon leaps, climbs the ladder, and gloves it. One pitch, one out. An absolute nuke right to Joel Calderon. That is a line out. Calderon flashing the leather, making up for earlier when he was the last out of the inning, getting picked off at first. He says, watch me flash the leather, climbs the ladder at third. He leapt up in the air. Now another shot right at him, but it's going to be just out of his reach and into left field for a base hit, and a wide turn at first by Brett Griffiths, but he'll remain at first with a single. Now it'll be Davis Grawley to the plate. And this one out, 6-3 contest. We're in the top of the sixth. There's still somebody throwing down there on the Colt 45 pen. Not sure who it is. Looked like Andy Nentz was actually coming on. The bunt is right back at the pitcher, Ty Cook. He throws the second for one. The relay to first is not in time. It's going to go past Kyle Norton. And I'll carry him right back to him. So a fielder's choice erases Brett Griffiths, but safe at first is Davis Grawley. A lot happening here in this top of the sixth inning. There's now two outs. Andy Nentz pinch hit for Wyatt Griffiths. And now it's the right-hand hitting Dom Ott, who has doubled, singled, and reached on air tonight. Pickoff attempt to first is not in time. Back safely is Grawley, diving back. As Dom Ott still awaiting the first pitch of this at-bat. Grawley being held on by Norton. Cook delivers a fastball at the knees on the inside corner, called strike one. No balls and one strike. With two gone here in this top of the sixth inning, it's 6-3. The Colt 45s have the lead, the first lead they've had tonight. And Ott swings on this one, fouls it back to the screen for strike two. No balls and two strikes with two outs. Cook looking to get his third punch out of the night. See, gets his sign from Jones, the catcher. Now time is called by the hitter, Dom Ott. He'll step out, steps back in. Now regathers himself, Cook comes set. The 0-2 delivery throughout. The runner going is swung on. And another leaping grab by Joel Calder. And he climbs the ladder again. He's responsible for getting out 1 and 3 of the inning. Two hot shots right at him. And, folks, that's why they call it the hot corner. Two absolutely sensational plays by Joel Calder. And that's the way the inning ends. NBO Sacramento strands one. They score none. The Colt 45 still on top, 6-3. We're headed to the bottom of the sixth. Tonight's game sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be a new pitcher on in relief of Fernando Avalos, who went 5 innings. He gave up 6 runs on 8 hits. He walked 5, hit 2, and struck out. It's going to be Ben Hansen on in relief. He'll be facing off against the top of the order in Dusty Vela, Griffith Finn, and McGuire Smith. Dusty Vela also from Chico, California. Similar to Griffith Finn. Now, Dusty Vela, left-hand hitter, steps into the box. Right on left matchup here is Ben Hansen. Peers in at the left end hitting Vela. With the third baseman playing in, Vela takes a huge cut and a miss for strike one. Not able to catch up to the fastball there. Just missed it. He was a little bit tardy on it. Now the 0-1 from Ben Hansen misses outside to even up the count at 1 ball and 1 strike. We're out here at Tiger Field. On a beautiful night for baseball, there's a slight breeze, and it's around 90 degrees, which is a good reminder to bring your family out to the ballpark tomorrow for the final game of this 2024 summer season. That pitch is delivered outside for ball two. 2 balls and 1 strike as Hansen comes set, winds and deals. The 2-1 delivery is hit on a line shot toward the second baseman, who leaps up into the air and snags it, robbing Dusty Vela of a base hit. A great effort from the second baseman, Davis Grawley. He was able to catch that one just in the tip of his glove for out number one. Sock called Aaron flashing the leather last inning and said, let me try to do that too. And he was successful robbing Vela of a base hit. And now it will be Griffith Finn to the plate. He has singled and walked twice tonight as Hansen winds and deals. Foul back to the screen for strike one. No balls and one strike with one out and nobody on. As Ryan Finio is up in the bullpen working for NBO Sacramento. Now, the 0-1 delivery is a breaking ball in the outside corner at the knees. Strike two. No balls and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Griffith Finn. The infield playing back. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Misses outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. The second baseman on the rim of the outfield grass. Same with the shortstop over there. And the outfield playing straight up as well. Now the 1-2 delivery to the left-hand hitting Griffith Finn. The breaking ball misses up. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Two balls, two strikes with one out. Nobody on. 6-3 in this bottom of the sixth. Ben Hansen winds and deals the 2-2. Misses high for ball three. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griffin Fan has 30 walks on the year. He came into the game with 28, but after his other two tonight, he now has 30. And this 6-3 ball game in the bottom of the sixth with one out, nobody on, the payoff delivery from Ben Hansen on in relief of Fernando Avalos. He winds and deals. Fastball misses low, and Griffin Fan works his third walk of the evening. Free pass issued by Ben Hansen on in relief of Fernando Avalos. Now McGuire Smith will come to the plate. He flew out last inning, which helped advance Griffith Fenn from second to third. Up in the bullpen is Ryan Finio, southpaw, left-hand reliever. Now with still one out, NBO Sacramento searching for two is diving back to the bag. In time is Griffith Fenn on the pickoff attempt. Left-hand hitting. McGuire Smith readies. Fenn not running, trying to draw a throw over, but does not as Hansen delivers a strike on the inside corner. No balls and one strike to McGuire Smith. Ben Hansen looking for a ground ball here to get out of the inning. The 0-1 delivery with the infield double play depth is hit on the line shot toward left center field, toward the scoreboard, and the center fielder will squeeze it on the run in front of the track. And scampering back to first base, not able to tag up on the play, is Griffith Fenn on the loud flyout from McGuire Smith for out number two. Now the infield will return to normal depth. As Kyle Norton comes to the plate, who has K'd twice and had a sacrifice fly that brought in the run, Griffith Fenn. No balls, no strikes, two outs. Pickoff attempt to first is not in time. Diving back again is Fenn. With two gone, Fenn. Big lead at first. Tatum holding him on. And this pitch misses outside. One ball and no strikes. As Hansen goes for a little walk around the mound. Now climbs back up the hill. Comes set. The 1-0 delivery with Fenn taking his lead from first. Misses outside again. Two balls and no strikes on the left-hand hitting Kyle Norton, who is 0-2 tonight with a sacrifice fly that resulted in an RBI. That was the first run of the five-run inning, last inning. Pickoff attempt to first, diving back in time again is Griffith Fenn. Tatum still holding on Fenn. 2-0 count on left-hand hitting Kyle Norton, who waves the wood back and forth. Now the 2-0 delivery, Fenn running a huge jump, fastball taken low, and Fenn takes second uncontested. It's still 6-3, it's the bottom of the sixth, the 3-0 count now on Kyle Norton, who has Griffith Fenn in scoring position. Colt 45 is with just a three-run lead. Ben Hansen came on in relief to start this inning for Fernando Avalos. He winds and deals the 3-0. Fastball hit in the air toward right center field. The center fielder giving chase way in front of the 370 mark will squeeze it for out number three, and the side is retired. So the Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score. After six, it's 6-3. The Colt 45s on top. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023, and best of the North State Authority Property Management, 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-410-6085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook is back out there for this top of the seventh. He's got a 6-3 lead. NBO Sacramento down by three after they were up by three at one point. After the top of the second, before the Colt 45s got one back, it was a 3-1 ball game until the bottom of the fifth, where the Colt 45s put five on the board to gain the lead. And now we're here. It's a 6-3 ball game. And Ty Cook has gone 6-plus tonight. He's really settled in the last three innings, only allowing two hits and one walk. As the 6-3 right-hander is back out there for this top of the seventh inning, he'll be facing off against Henry Palmer. Right-hand hitter, open stance. As Cook winds and deals in this 6-3 ball game, misses low and in for ball one. One ball and no strikes. It's the top of the seventh, 6-3. The Colt 45s have the lead. The outfield shifted a couple steps toward left. The 1-0 delivery from Cook on the outside corner at the belt. One ball and one strike. Now Cook with a sign, winds and deals the 1-1. Swing and a miss. High cheese. Got Palmer to chase. He couldn't catch up to the heater. One ball and two strikes. Now the 1-2 delivery from Cook. This is just low. A good take there by Palmer, who is 0-2 tonight. He did reach on an error. He waves the bat back and forth a couple of times as Cook comes set. Now kicks and deals the 2-2 with nobody out. Fastball bounced in front of the plate. Let's make the count full at three balls and two strikes. Now the full count and nobody out. Cook gets a sign. Winds and deals again. Fastball. Swing and a miss. Jones drops it. It'll clear and throw down to first in time. And Palmer strikes out swinging for out number one. That's the third strikeout from Ty Cook tonight, as Willie Tatum will come to the plate, who has singled and walked twice tonight. The tall right-hand hitter, standing at about 6'4", the first baseman for NBO Sacramento. He comes to the plate. Open stance as Cook winds and deals a fastball just off the plate outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes to NBO Sacramento's first baseman with a wide open stance. Now Cook winds and deals the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Cook is really settled in here, showing off that heater. Now the 1-1 delivery with one out. The infield playing a little bit back. He kicks and delivers. Fastball just off the plate outside. A good take there by Tatum. Two balls and one strike. The right-hand hitting, Willie Tatum. The 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss again. Strike two. Two balls and two strikes to the right-hand hitting first baseman as Cook, glove extended in front of him. Now comes set, winds and deals. So it's fouled back to the screen by Tatum. And he stays alive with a 2-2 count and one out. Wide open stance, Cook. Now gets a sign from Jones, the catcher. Winds and deals the 2-2. Fastball off the plate outside will fill the count for the second batter in a row. And this 6-3 ball game, there's one gone in this top of the seventh inning. Tatum readies, wide open stance. Cook gets a sign. Kicks and deals the payoff delivery with one out. It's a fastball just a bit inside for ball four, and Tatum works a walk. That is his third walk tonight. He's now walked three times. Now the Colt 45s shift the infield to double play depth. With the infield shifted a little bit toward the right side. Same with the outfield, shifted toward the right field line. A few steps, Cook out of the stretch, winds and deals a fastball in the inside corner, called strike one for the right-hand hitting Jonas Dias. Tatum at first. Dias grounded into a around the horn 5-4-3 double play earlier in the ballgame. Called Aaron, relayed it to Vela on the bag at second, and he relayed it to first baseman Norton. The 0-1 delivery from Cook is popped foul over the first base dugout for strike two toward the parking lot. No balls and two strikes. With one out. Dias readies as Cook gets a sign. Comes set. Now winds and deals the 0-2. Swing and a miss. Dias is down on strikes. That's the second strikeout by Ty Cook this inning. And that is out number two. That will bring up David Henry, the left fielder, who's singled, been hit by a pitch, and struck out looking tonight. Dias, the victim of the fourth strikeout by Ty Cook tonight. Now the right-hand hitting Henry up to the plate. Tatum running. Jones will not throw down to second base on the play. Tatum with a huge jump has his second stolen base of the night. Jones visibly frustrated that he couldn't quite have enough time to make a throwdown as he came out of the crouch to receive the pitch, but was not quite able to get a good handle on the ball. Ended up momentarily bobbling it. Now Cook, peering in to get his sign, glove tucked up by his front leg. Now comes set, glove of the belt. The 0-1 delivery with two outs is a fastball that kicks away from Jones, the catcher. Fields it back to the screen, throws down to third, not in time. Called Aaron leaping again to corral it, and Tatum will take third on the pass ball as it kicked away from Jones. Now a 1-1 count on David Henry, the right-hand hitting left fielder. Wide open stance from the righty as Cook now out of the windup delivers the 1-1. Change up on the inside corner. Just below the belt, called strike two. Now with a 1-2 count. Cook shakes off his catcher, Jones. Now agrees with him, goes into the windup again. The 1-2 delivery with two outs and the runner at third. Fastball swing and a miss. And the side is retired. The runner stranded over there at third. And Cook strolls off the mound. It's still a 6-3 ball game after MBO Sacramento strands one, scores none. And it's now time to stretch here at Tiger Field. It's time for tonight's rendition of God Bless America. Performed by Mr. Scott Lewis. We're getting ready to get things started here. Everybody has removed their caps and stood still, and here it is. Scott Lewis performing tonight's rendition of God Bless America. Tonight's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com. Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Tiger Field in Reading, California. Mizuda swings at the 1-0 and skies it toward the line out there in right field. And a trio of NBO players converging, and it's the right fielder calling them all off. Henry Palmer, he'll squeeze it for out number one, and that will bring up Sutter Moss. I said the fly ball from Mizuda results in out number one of this 6-3 ball game in the home half of the seventh, as the lefty Ryan Finio is going to plunk Sutter Moss, who will now take first base. That one came in on his hands and ended up hitting him in the shoulder. And now Brandon Zaney to the plate. And now out to argue a little bit, Bob Anderson. So that is the third Colt 45 to be hit by a pitch tonight, which seems to be angering Bob Anderson and his coach just a little bit, as NBO Sacramento looking to keep this game within reach. Bob Anderson is talking to the home plate umpire. I'm not quite sure what about, because they're having a little bit of a longer conversation now. This game well within reach still of NBO Sacramento after last night's game at a final score of 23-9. Ryan Finio is on in relief, a left-hand pitcher. He got Mizuda to fly out and then hit Sutter Moss. Now Brandon Zaney to the plate. It will be left on right matchups here until the top of the order when the lineup turns over. The only part of the lineup where it's all right-handed hitters. So they, NBO Sacramento and Todd and Mike Conroy, avoiding the left-on-left matchups of the Colt 45 lineup, as they have four straight lefties before the switch hitting Mizuda, then Sutter Moss bats left, and then Brandon Zaney, Jones, and Calderon all bat right. So now a left-on-right matchup here is Zaney steps up to the plate, right-hand hitter, open stance, watches a fastball, catch the outside corner for strike one. Brandon Zaney, the DH tonight, he has singled, been hit by a pitch, and flown out. For Finio, as he winds and deals, a fastball check swing by Zaney, appeal to third. He says he went around, that's strike two. Zaney couldn't quite hold up. It's the bottom of the seventh in the 6-3 ball game. Ben Hansen came on in relief. He went one inning, allowing no hits and no runs. He did walk Zaney. Zanny takes a ball low. This is just below the knee for ball one. One ball and two strikes now. Zanny waving the bat back and forth. Taking his lead from first is Moss, being held on by Tatum, the first baseman, as the lefty Finio delivers a fastball up and away. Two balls and two strikes. As climbing back up on the hill is the lefty Finio. Comes set, now winds the deal with the 2-2. Back Zanny off the plate. Moss thought about it, but he'll stay at first as it kicked away from the catcher, Duncan Hansen. And Zanny has now worked the count full. Zanny readies from that right side as the lefty Finio comes set, winds and deals. Swings the grounder toward the shortstop. He gloves, throws the second for one, and it's wide of the bag. Trickles into right field in foul territory. The first baseman, Tatum, will recover it. Around third, coming in to score the throw in. Not in time. In standing up is Sutter Moss. And Zanny winds up at second base as the fans come to their feet, applauding the effort from Sutter Moss, who came all the way around from first base. It looked like he was going to be out at second on the fourth by a mile, but the throw from the shortstop, Brett Griffiths, went wide of the bag toward the right field side and then went all the way into foul territory where the first baseman Tatum had to back up the play, and then he threw it toward home, but in standing up was Sutter Moss, and now at second base on the error is Brandon Zanny. As Alex Jones up to the plate now, right-hand hitter swings and misses at the first pitch. Just got a piece of it, but it goes into the glove of the catcher, Duncan Hansen. It's now a 7-3 ball game in this bottom of the seventh. The Colt 45s up by four on NBO Sacramento. The lefty Finio checks Zanny back in second, now winds and deals. Swing and a miss from Jones, the catcher. No balls and two strikes. Jones has singled twice tonight and also grounded out to the shortstop. No balls, two strikes with one out. No double play in order with the runner Zanny at second. He's in scoring position. Finio comes set, third base side of the rubber. Winds and deals the 0-2, waved at by Jones. He's down on strikes. Good morning, good afternoon, and good night. We'll send Alex Jones back to the dugout. Now the home plate umpire goes out to the pitcher, Ryan Finio, and starts talking with him. Not quite sure if Finio said anything to Jones, but it looked like he got some sort of a verbal warning from the very verbally emphatic home plate umpire. As Jones walks back to the dugout, something along the lines of this isn't Bush League. Now it'll be Joel Calderon to the plate, right-hand hitter. Zanny still at second base. Calderon takes outside for ball one. My best guess is that's what happened. It looked like Finio said some words under his breath as he struck out Alex Jones on three pitches. Now the 1-0 delivery to the righty Calderon misses high and outside for ball two. The home plate umpire took off his mask very quickly as Jones walked back to the dugout. Said something along the lines of, don't do that. Give or take a few phrases or extra words, because it was a little bit of a longer conversation than that. Now the 2-0, check swing misses high. Actually, that will catch a part of the zone as it's called a strike by the home plate umpire. A little bit of a late call there. Calderon check swung on it. No appeal as it was called a strike. Now a 2-1 count with two outs. The lefty Finio winds and deals. This one's popped up. Back of first base, four foul territory. Tatum giving chase. Should be playable for someone, but it's going to land in foul territory, and Calderon stays alive. It was in on the hands, and he swung on it, ended up popping it to the right side where the first baseman Tatum gave it a chase, but it ended up landing between him and the right fielder, Henry Palmer, who couldn't quite glove it and end up landing about 2 or 3 feet in foul territory. Now there's some activity up in the NBO Sacramento pen yet again. Not quite sure who it is, but we'll get that name as soon as possible. Now the 2-2 Delivery with two outs to Joel Calderon. Colt 45's shortstop. And stepping off is Finio, getting Zanny to go back to second base. Now Finio readies. Delivers the 2-2. Misses outside. Three balls and two strikes. That pitch was way upstairs and outside. To make the count full on Joel Calderon. The payoff delivery with two outs is swung on, fouled back to the screen. Looks like Javier Avalos out there warming up for NBO Sacramento. Now the full count is Calderon is battling here against the lefty, Finio. The payoff pitch again with two outs. This is just off the plate outside, and Calderon wins the battle. He'll get himself a free pass, and Dusty Vela will come to the plate now. The Colt 45s do not have a hit in this inning, but have scored a run. It was a fly out, hit by pitch, and then a fielder's choice error that resulted in Zanny getting to second base. Now the left-hand hitting Dusty Vela will come to the plate. A left-on-left matchup as the pitcher calls time. With two outs here, runners at first and second. That's Vela. My apologies. Calderon at first and Zanny at second. Vela up to the plate. It's a 7-3 ball game in the bottom of the seventh. Now Finio comes set, third base side of the rubber, checks the runners back at first and second, the infield playing behind them. Kicks and deals. Hit in the air toward left center field. Center fielder giving chase. On the run, will squeeze it a few feet in front of the track for out number three. Dusty Vela gives it a ride to one of the deepest parts of the ballpark, but the side is retired. The Colt 45s pick up a run. They threaten to score more, but they strand two. It's 7-3 after 7. We're at the top of the 8th inning. Tonight's Reading Colt 45's baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 530-410-6085 or email info@authoritypm.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Hello, fans. Welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Ty Cook is still out there pitching with a four-run lead. It's 7-3. The Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. The Colt 45s have a total of 7 runs on 8 hits. For NBO Sacramento, they have a total of 3 runs, rather, on 7 hits. As NBO Sacramento looking to make a dent in the deficit, as Duncan Hansen will lead off the inning here, the catcher for NBO Sacramento. He is 0-for-3 tonight with 2 flyouts and a groundout. He'll step up to the plate. That close stance deep in the box from the right side as Ty Cook, the 6'3 right-hander out of Butte College, gets his sign from Alex Jones. Now kicks and delivers. First pitch swinging, hit in the air toward the scoreboard out there in left center field, giving chase to Smith. He will reach above his shoulder and squeeze it on the run for out number one. McGuire Smith with a great catch out there in front of the scoreboard, in front of the C.R. Gibbs grill sign for out number one at this top of the eighth inning in the 7-3 ball game. Colt 45s have a 4-run lead, which is why Ty Cook is still out there. Hands extended in front of him, peering in at his catcher, Alex Jones, as Andy Nint to the plate. as Bryce Sabatke, the pinch hitter, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Cook winds and deals again, misses low and away. To even up the count at one ball and one strike. Compact stance with the socks up high as Cook peers in. The infield playing Sabatke, the right-hand hitter, to pull. The 1-1 delivery right on the inner half. Called strike two. One ball and two strikes with one out in this 7-3 ball game. The Colt 45s have the 4-run lead in this top of the eighth inning. The 1-2 delivery from Cook is going to hit Sabatke on the shoulder, and he will take first base. Jones was going over into foul territory to get the baseball after it caromed off of Sabaki's shoulder, and Sabatke ended up tossing part of his shoulder pad at Alex Jones, and Alex Jones then said something to Sabatke, but the home plate umpire quickly intervened as he was helping walk Sabatke to first base just to make sure he was okay. And now Sabatke will be dancing off the bag at first, being held on by Kyle Norton. Colt 45 is looking to turn a double play on the infield and get back into the dugout. They still have a 4-run lead. Runner not going. This one's grounded right toward Moss, the shortstop. Gloves flips to Vela on the bag at second for one. The relay to first. Picked by Kyle Norton at first. And it's a 6-4-3 double play to retire the side. And the score remains 7-3 after the side is retired. We're headed to the home half of the eighth. Tonight's game is sponsored by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 and Best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-1060-85 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's the bottom of the eighth inning. The Colt 45s up by a score of 7-3 over NBO Sacramento. Ryan Fenio, the lefty, on in his second inning of relief. He will face off against Griffin Fenn, McGuire Smith, and Kyle Norton to begin things here in this bottom of the eighth inning. As he concludes his warm-up tosses to his catcher, Duncan Hansen. Ty Cook, with a sensational outing tonight. He's gone eight innings, allowing seven hits and three runs. And the final throw from Ryan Fenio is tossed on down to second base by Duncan Hansen. Now Griffith Fenn saunters to the plate. Left-hand hitter, a left-on-left matchup. As Fenio gets some fist bumps from his infield, and they make their way back to their respective positions. It's the bottom of the eighth. Colt 45 is looking to tack on more insurance to back up their starting pitcher, Ty Cook, who again, in a sensational outing tonight of eight innings of work and his last start of the year. The lefty Fenio winds up and deals to the left-hand hitting Griffith Fenn. And now Fenio can't agree on a sign with his catcher. Now he does. Now he winds up and delivers. Fastball on the outside corner, called strike one. Looked like he was going to go into his windup, but then didn't quite agree with his catcher and finally decided to deliver toward home. Now the 0-1 delivery to left-handed Griffith Fenn is fouled up on the first base side for strike two. In this bottom of the eighth inning in the 7-3 ball game, the Colt 45 is looking to add on more runs of insurance. The home half of the eighth, the last ups for the Colt 45s should they maintain this lead. Now Fenio readies. He winds and delivers the 0-2 pitch to the left-hand hitting Griffith Finn. It's a fastball grounded just foul to the right of the first base coach. Ended up hooking foul. Griffith Finn pulled it wide of the bag at first and out of play. Now the count remains no balls and two strikes. As Finney will get a new baseball. Climb back up on the hill. Third base out of the rubber. The lefty winds and deals the 0-2 pitch. Misses high and outside. One ball and two strikes. Griffith Finn on the night has walked three times. He's also stolen second and singled. The 1-2 delivery from the lefty Finio is swung on and fouled back toward the third base crowd and over our heads. The count remains one ball and two strikes. Griffith Finn battling here. Again, the Colt 45s looking to add on more insurance in this home half of the eighth. Now, Finio, the southpaw, peering in at his catcher Duncan Hansen, gives him the sign. Finio now nods. The home plate umpire calls time. Looks like Griffith Finn wanted time. He grants it. Finn steps out. Readjusts his hands on the bat. Now steps back in. Taps the plate with his bat. Readies. Finio peering in. Now winds and delivers the 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses high and outside again. Two balls and two strikes. Looks like Finio has been taking a lot of time to deliver toward home. And the home plate umpire now has called time twice. After Finio's taken too long to deliver. Now Finio delivers the 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses away. That will fill the count. Griffith Finn battling here to work the count full. After he was behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. But now payoff delivery from Finio is swung on and missed by Griffith Finn. Foul tips it into the glove of Duncan Hansen, the catcher. Brian Finio, the relief pitcher for Indio Sacramento, has been working quite slow. After last inning, was pitching out of the stretch with the runners on and was trying to work a little bit quicker, but now has slowed things down with nobody on. As now the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith will come to the plate. McGuire Smith is 0-for-3 tonight with a walk. He walked his first time up. He's playing left field tonight. He'll step into the box in even stance as the lefty Finio winds and deals a fastball outside for ball one. One ball and no strikes. Finio peering in now winds and deals. The 1-0 pitch misses inside. Now a 2-0 count on McGuire Smith, the left-hand hitter for the Colt 45s. The 2-0 delivery with one out from Finio and nobody on. Misses low again. Three balls and no strikes. On the left fielder. The infield playing back with nobody on. The 3-0 pitch. And Finio will step off. Now kicks and deals. Misses high and a 4-pitch walk is issued to McGuire Smith, who will take the free pass. And the home plate umpire now talking to the pitcher Finio again. There's a little bit of confusion going on in the field. Looks like one of the fielders called time. Not quite sure what's happening here is Todd Conroy has come out to the mound to chat with his pitcher. It looks like they might want to do a pitching change. The whole infield is going to come in. They're going to have a little chat. There's a runner at first. That is McGuire Smith. He walked, earning that free pass. Another walk issued tonight to the Colt 45s. They've walked a total of 8 times, showing off their plate discipline that they've had all year. And remaining in the game still is Ryan Finio. It looked like his pitching coach just wanted to chat with him. NBO Sacramento will move their defense to double play depth with the shortstop Brett Griffiths and the second baseman Davis Grawley playing up the middle. Looking for a ground ball as Kyle Norton comes to the plate, who has struck out twice, hit a sacrifice fly that scored Griffith Finn and opened up the scoring in the fifth that led to a 5-run inning where the Colt 45s took the lead that they now have, which has been added on to. It was last added on last inning in the seventh. It's now a 7-3 ball game. Runner at first with one out. Finio winds and deals. Fastball in the outer half. Called strike one to the left hand hitting Kyle Norton. Finio pitching out of the stretch. Working a little bit quicker now. Glove at the belt. He comes set. And a pickoff attempt to first is not in time as he tossed it over there really slowly. Just wanting to get McGuire Smith to go back to the bag. Not trying to get him out or throw the ball away. The 0-1 delivery. Kyle Norton is grounded toward third. Third baseman gloves throws to second. Now the relay to first is not quite in time. The stretch by Tatum was not quite enough to erase the runner. So safe at first is Kyle Norton with the hustle. And the switch hitter batting right, Kiana Mizuda, will come to the plate with two gone here. In this bottom of the eighth inning, 7-8, the Colt 45s now only have one out to work with. They're up by four, looking to tack on more here before they head to the ninth. Finio winds and delivers. Runner going. The throw down to second is in time, and Kyle Norton is caught stealing for out number three, and the side is retired. The Colt 45s threaten, but they do not score more. It's 7-3 after eight. We're headed to the top of the ninth. It's going to be a new pitcher on in relief. Tonight's Reading Colt 45s baseball is brought to you by Authority Property Management, the official Community Choice Award winner for 2023 in Best of the North State. Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. Call 534-10-6085 or email info at authoritypm.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California, for the Colt 45s. It's a new pitcher on in relief, Trey Bennett. He's coming on in relief of Ty Cook, who went eight innings, allowing seven hits and three runs. He struck out five, hit three batters, and walked two. He'll qualify for the win. Should Mr. Trey Bennett, the left-hand 6'4", 225 out of Etna, California, and Siskiyou Junior College, should close this ball game out. And this is the second-to-last game of the season. We're in the top of the ninth here. It's a 7-3 ball game, so it's not a save situation, as NBO Sacramento is not within three runs. Carter Jorison is out there to catch Trey Bennett, a defensive replacement, but the defense behind Trey Bennett remains the same of Calderon at third, Moss at short, Vela at second, and Norton at first. And then the outfield is Smith in left, Finn in center, and Mizuda in right. That's now will be the second baseman, Davis Grawley, to the plate. We'll actually get a pinch hitter. A right-hand hitter, open stance, as Bennett comes set, winds and deals ball in the dirt. One ball and no strikes to Grawley, the left-hand hitter. So it looks to be Jacob Halseth out there, who played last night for NBO Sacramento. Halseth last night batting in that sixth spot. He takes another pitch outside for ball three. Trey Bennett behind in the count. Not trying to walk Halseth on four pitches. The lefty winds and deals a 3-0. Fastball on the inside corner called strike one. Great pitch there from Bennett. As he gets a sign from Dorson, the catcher. And now delivers a fastball just a bit low. Ball four, and the leadoff man is aboard. So a walk is issued to Halseth. Now it will be Dom Ott to the plate. Right-hand hitter. Another left-on-right matchup. Playing center field tonight. Dom Ott, a wide-open stance. As now Bennett pitching out of the stretch with the runner on first, winds and deals a breaking ball. Swing and a miss for strike one to the right-hand hitting Dom Ott. It's a 7-3 ball game. But with the runner on first, NBO Sacramento is threatening. Dom Ott readies as Bennett comes set. Third base side of the rubber, the lefty delivers the 0-1 pitch. It's a ground ball right to Moss, the shortstop. Flips the second for one, the relay to first. In time! 6-4-3, double play. Quickly gets two away for the Colt 45s. And now they're one out away from getting their 18th win in a row and their 34th on the year. As Henry Palmer comes to the plate, he's 0-3 tonight, but he did reach on an error. Now, Bennett, glove at the belt, peering in to get a sign from Carter Jorison, the defensive replacement. He winds and delivers a breaking ball just a bit off the plate. 4-1. 1-1 and no strikes on the right end hitting Henry Palmer. The 1-0 delivery from Bennett misses high. 2-2 and no strikes. Now, Bennett comes set. Winds and deals the 2-0 pitch in the dirt. Not quite able to be picked by Jorison. It'll go back to the screen. The count now, 3-0 and no strikes. With a new baseball is Trey Bennett. He'll rub it up a little bit and take a deep breath. His second 3-0 count of this outing. He now winds and delivers a 3-0. Catches the inside corner at the knees. Called strike one. He threw the fastball right there on the inside edge. Got the call from the home plate umpire. 3-0, 1-1 with 2 outs in this top of the ninth inning. It's 7-3. Colt 45's on top. And the wind-up and delivery. Fastball misses low. 4. The second walk issued by Trey Bennett will move Henry Palmer to first base. And now Willie Tatum will come to the plate. He's walked 3 times tonight, stolen a base twice, and singled. There's still 2 outs in this top of the ninth inning, 7-3, the Colt 45s on top of NBO Sacramento. The Colt 45s move the defense a little bit up the middle. The second baseman, Bela, moved toward the bag as out of the stretch, Bennett winds and delivers, ball in the dirt, blocked by Jorison. 1-1 and no strikes. 1-1, no strikes to the right-hand hitting Tatum. As Bennett checks the runner back at first. Now comes set, winds and deals the 1-0. Fastball just misses inside. 2-0 and no strikes. The Colt 45 is in a dangerous position should Willie Tatum get on, as suddenly the game comes a little bit more stressful. As, again, they only have a 4-run lead, so any sort of traffic on the bases is not wanted. A back pick toward first is not quite in time. Jorison backhanding the ball, threw from his knees down to first. Norton put the tag on Palmer, but it was not in time. 3-0 and no strikes after Tatum took that pitch for a ball. A walk here to Palmer would put the tying run in the on-deck circle. The 3-0 delivery, in at the knees. Fastball on the inside corner. Moves the count to 3-0 and 1-1. Again, it's not too stressful right now, but still a difficult spot is. The delivery from Bennett. Swing and a miss from Tatum. Fills the count at 3-0 and 2-2. Now, down to their final strike. The payoff delivery with 2 outs and the runner at first. Misses low and in. And Tatum works his 4th walk of the evening. He'll put runners at first and second. Suddenly the game, again, becoming a little bit more stressful as Bob Anderson will walk out to the mound and have a talk with his pitcher, Trey Bennett. There is some activity up in the Colt 45 pen. Should things get really hairy here, as the Colt 45s do not want to get the tying run to the plate. Bob Anderson gives Bennett a pat on the back and walks back to the dugout with Jonas Dias coming to the plate. He's 0 for 4 tonight with two flyouts, a ground out, and a strikeout. But should he reach base, that would fill the bases, and then David Henry would be the tying run of the ball game. It's 7-3. There's runners at first and second after Tatum and Palmer walked. The infield will be playing behind the runners. Kyle Norton not holding Tatum on at first. Jonas Dias, the right-hand hitter, comes to the plate. A wide open stance as Bennett, the lefty, out of the stretch, comes set from the third base side. Kicks and deals. A breaking ball just a bit inside for ball one. The home plate umpire not convinced it caught the plate. Now one ball and no strikes. Bennett comes set. The 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball catches the bottom of the zone. It's even up the count at one ball and one strike. Now, Bennett gets a sign, comes set, glove at the belt. The 1-1 delivery. With two outs, a sky toward right. Mizuta giving chase into foul territory. It will land beyond him, out of play. And NBO Sacramento, again, down to their final strike. One ball, two strikes with two outs in this top of the ninth. It's a 7-3 Colt 45 lead. And a second-to-last ball game of the summer 2024 season for the Colt 45s. Bennett peering in at his catcher, Jorison. Bennett comes set, winds and deals the 1-2 pitch. Is a breaking ball just off the plate outside. Missed low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Bennett now comes set, glove at the belt. Brings it up by his chin. The 2-2 delivery to the right-hand hitting Jonas Dias. Fastball, check swing, back down to first. Diving back to the bag. Norton puts the tag on. He's called out by the field umpire. Jorison, with the assist, gets the final out of the inning, throwing it down to first base, and that's the way the ball game ends for the NBO Sacramento Ball Club. They get 3 runs on 7 hits. They had 1 error. They stranded 11. The Colt 45s, 7 runs on 8 hits, 2 errors. They left 9. The final time of the game was 2 hours and 46 minutes. We'll be back out here tomorrow night at 7:15 for the final game of this season. At 7:15, bring the whole family out to the ballpark. It'll be a little bit cooler tomorrow night. Your final score from Tiger Field in Redding, California. The Colt 45, 7. And the NBO Sacramento Ball Club, 3. The winning pitcher is Trey Bennett. He went 8 innings, 7 hits, 3 runs. The losing pitcher, Fernando Avalos, he went 5, gave up 6. I'm Jacob Green with KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, and online at KCNR1460.com. Special thanks to all our listeners throughout the year and tonight. Thank you for listening, and good night.
More hopefully. It's a sign that accusations of quote-unquote transphobia just don't work as well as they used to. Maybe people, even people who read Rolling Stone, are tired of being personally attacked because they make basic, obvious observations about these people. When children supposedly transition, it's invariably a tragedy that involves a heavy dose of indoctrination and failed parenting. But when adults supposedly transition, they are betraying their own families in a fit of unrestrained narcissism. And unrestrained narcissism never ends well. In Chris Tyson's case, the narcissism continues to this day. He's continuing to try to sell the fantasy that he's a woman. He still has his little she, her pronouns on social media. He's still using his fake name. He's still fully committed to the delusion that has destroyed his life and the life of many others, most importantly his children, his wife. Mr. Beast's content may not have much value to people over the age of, say, 15, but at the same time, the downfall of Chris Tyson should be very instructive to everyone who didn't see this exact scenario playing out a year and a half ago. And if you're in that boat, think about why you didn't see this coming. Think about why you cowered in response to allegations of transphobia to the point where you didn't see what was obviously happening. And then make sure it never happens to you again. And that is why Chris Tyson and all of his defenders, now or in the past, are today canceled. That's all we have for today and this week. Have a great weekend. Talk to you on Monday. Until then, Godspeed.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Former President Trump says the hostages held by terror group Hamas need to be released immediately, adding if he wins the presidential election in November, the war in the Middle East will be worked out very quickly. He went on to criticize the Biden administration's handling of the war in Gaza, saying there would be major wars in the Middle East if Vice President Kamala Harris is in the Oval Office. President Trump met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu at Mar-a-Lago on Friday. North Carolina Democrats want to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. off the ballot.
The North Carolina Democratic Party has challenged the state election board's recent decision to recognize a new political party that will put Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the state's presidential ballots. Lawyers representing the Democratic Party allege that Kennedy's campaign evaded tougher standards for independent candidates to get on the ballot by masquerading as a political party in violation of state law. Democrats are worried that Kennedy, an environmental activist, could peel off voters from their presidential nominee. I'm Norman Hall.
House of Representatives will recess without passing bills to fund the government.
House Republicans are turning their focus to a debate over whether to fund the government through December or into next year after their hopes of passing 12 full-year funding bills before the August recess collapsed. With no one expecting the annual funding process to be complete by a September 30th shutdown deadline, hardline conservatives are advocating for a stopgap measure, also known as a continuing resolution, that would run into March of next year to avoid being jammed with a massive spending package under a lame duck president. Conservatives confident of former President Trump's chances of taking back the White House in November also hope that a stopgap bill into next year would allow Mr. Trump to have more influence over how the government will be funded through the fall of 2025. From Washington, I'm Bernie Bennett.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
You just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain? Don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
California Governor Gavin Newsom issues an executive order.
That order directs state agencies to move urgently to address dangerous homeless encampments and clear them from state land while giving local governments the authority to do the same. This comes a month after a Supreme Court ruling allowing cities to enforce bans on sleeping outside in public spaces. City and county officials are not legally bound to follow the executive order, though it says they are encouraged to adopt the same policies. Some local officials say they will continue to clear homeless encampments as they've been doing so since the Supreme Court ruling. John Scott reporting.
U.S. health officials announce a recall of some boar's head liverwurst and other deli meats as they investigate a listeria outbreak. The outbreak has sickened nearly three dozen people. It's caused two deaths since late May. The company is recalling liverwurst made at a Virginia plant, as well as other deli meats. News and analysis at townhall.com. South African police detained 95 Libyan nationals following a raid on a farm.
Authorities in the province of Mpumalanga say the suspects had claimed on their visa applications that they were in South Africa to train as security guards, but were found in what appeared to be a military base. Footage from the scene showed green military-style tents and sandbags. A statement from the South African police said investigations were continuing, but that any threat to the security and stability of South Africa was taken very seriously. Analysts say in the past, factions in Libya have recruited foot soldiers from sub-Saharan Africa, and that today's developments raise serious questions about South Africa's border security.
A measure that would require Washington State to continue providing natural gas service will come before voters in November. If approved, it would repeal parts of a law passed by lawmakers that would do away with affordable natural gas service. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene. Located in the Foundry Square next to the
Dinosaurs have taken over Turtle Bay Museum with Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals. Open now through September 2nd, featuring large-scale animatronics and life-size models of dinosaurs, hands-on activities, and more. Journey back in time and explore the end of dinosaur reign in this highly interactive and educational exhibition from Stage 9 Exhibits. Expedition Dinosaur, Rise of the Mammals, on display now at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communications, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Linda
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Event. I suspect this may have been in Milwaukee earlier this week, or when she did a brief campaign event while Netanyahu was speaking. Because the former president and puppet master Barack Obama said on his Twitter X account earlier this week, wait, what? This didn't just happen? Earlier this week, Michelle and I called our friend, sure she's your friend, Kamala Harris. Have you invited her to go paddleboarding? That's how I know she's your friend, right? Called our friend Kamala Harris. We told her we think she'll make a fantastic president of the United States, and she has our full support. At this critical moment for our country, we're going to do everything we can do to make sure she wins in November. We hope you'll join us. Now, that posted at 5:01 a.m., just in time to get it downloaded and posted on every news outlet for their morning shows. What a coinkydink. If you don't think that Hollywood is behind us, and in those 4 hours since this popped, there have been 25 million views, and it's going to go higher. It's almost as popular as the least popular Tucker Carlson podcast. And those can go on for an hour and a half. This is just amazing. And if you haven't heard it, if you haven't seen it, you should hear the entire thing.
Kamala!
Hello. Hi.
Hey there.
Aw, hi, you're both together.
Oh, I have to stop it right there. Why is she surprised that they're both together? Is that a shock? Does it usually, she usually gets one but not the other? This is so natural. She's got someone carrying a camera leading her through the hallways behind a convention center where she's getting ready to appear. I guess we could match the outfit to whatever event she was attending. And maybe we'll do that a little bit later. But here she is. I'll let this continue. This is the conversation. And I'm using air quotes with my fingers. This is the conversation with Barack and Michelle and Kamala.
It's good to hear you both.
I can't have this phone call without saying to my girl Kamala, I am proud of you. This is going to be historic.
We called to say Michelle and I couldn't be prouder to endorse you and to do everything we can to get you through this election and into the Oval Office.
Now, something weird about this is I'm watching this video. The audio is very clear, but they have captions underneath so we are able to read what is being said. Do you not think Obama speaks clearly enough for us? This is strange. And there are titles also between the cuts of sections, and God knows how long this call went on. I'd love to see the raw video to see if they had to redo any of it.
Oh, my goodness. Michelle, Barack, this means so much to me. I am looking forward to doing this with the two of you, Doug and I both, and getting out there, being on the road. But most of all, I just want to tell you the words you have spoken and the friendship that you have given over all these years mean more than I can express. So thank you both. It means so much. And we're going to have some fun with this too, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to have some fun with it as well. Harris for president is the final screen that's there. 55-second video posted this morning at essentially 5 a.m. East Coast time now has more than 25 million views. 25 million views and growing. This was scripted. This was planned. This was laid out before Joe Biden handed his forced signed resignation from the campaign on Sunday. This was all laid out. They scripted it. They storyboarded it. First, we're going to have Joe say that he can't run and not give us a reason. And then we'll go through the week and we'll get an endorsement from Pelosi and we'll get an endorsement from Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries. And Barack will say it's coming, but not yet. And then on Friday, when Barack can have the spotlight all to himself, he will release the video that was recorded earlier in the week. By his own admission, by his own statement earlier this week, Michelle and I called our friend Kamala Harris. We told her we think she'll make a fantastic president of the United States. And she has our full support. Just amazing. It is being played out, the palace coup. She still has not gotten one vote from a voter. There was no primary. There was absolutely nothing that gave the American people, the Democrat voters who supported Joe Biden in numbers of 14 million people voted to get Joe Biden the nomination. Not one of them has been allowed to place a vote for Kamala Harris. Not one. This was a selection, not an election. This was the least Democratic thing Democrats have done in my lifetime. And growing up in Chicago, I saw a lot of not Democratic things being done in elections in my lifetime. Just absolutely stunning and amazing. I'm sure this is going to get a lot of play today, and I'm sure this is going to make a lot of people feel happy now that Barack and Michelle have apparently come to some kind of an agreement with Kamala as to how she's going to behave during the campaign, because I still believe this is Obama's campaign. I still believe that whoever the Democrats select has to pledge fealty to Barack Obama and whatever his mission is. It's going to continue. Now, yesterday I mentioned that Kamala Harris is pretending to be president. She is. She's playing president. And the Democrats are allowing it to happen. The Democrats are giving her the opportunity to pretend to be president without actually having the title. Joe is still there. Joe is still wandering around the White House. Joe still has the Oval Office all to himself. Although there was a meeting in the Oval Office yesterday between Kamala Harris and Benjamin Netanyahu. And there are photos and there are statements, but there's no statement, at least no official post-meeting statement from Joe Biden over his meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. Is there? Is there one? I didn't see one. Correct me if I'm wrong. I know there was a little bit of, you know what they do when they come out to the White House and they sit on either side, or they stand on either side of the fireplace in the Oval Office, and there's an array of flags, and the two leaders will shake hands and then face the press, and they'll take pictures, and then the press shouts them down to try and get messages, and then the press team of the White House yells back at the press corps and says, you got to go, we got to go, get everybody out, everybody, we're going to have a meeting now, and nothing gets done. And then afterwards, we get a press event where we'd get questions. We didn't have that yesterday. We did have Kamala Harris, and I'll play it for you in a little bit. We did have Kamala Harris making a statement yesterday. And the interesting thing of that statement from Kamala Harris about her meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, there seems to be a little bit of a disagreement from Israel and from the Prime Minister's office as to the, what's the correct non-word to describe it? Seriosity. There was no serious statement from Kamala Harris or no truth to the statement that she was making. She's telling us a fib, but, you know, I guess that shouldn't really surprise anybody. We'll get into that. A couple other things happening today. There are some big news out of the Olympics where I'm hoping and praying for a safe Olympics, and I'm hoping that the American team will shine. I know that we have a lot of great men and women who spent years and years and years training to represent our country on the world stage. Paris this morning announced that there was a coordinated attack on rail lines, transit lines into Paris from the suburbs. Fires set along the tracks that have stopped many of the routes into the city. And there have been statements by Hamas that have said these Olympics will be disrupted. The streets of Paris will run with blood. I know that's a little disturbing. So I'm worried about our athletes over there, of course. And I'm sure that we have lent some of our security and intelligence to the Olympics team. And I'm hoping and praying for safe Olympics. I'm also hoping and praying for dominant American performances in the Olympics. We also have reports, credible reports, that the Seine River, that Paris sits along the Seine River, then some of the Olympic activities are to take place in the river, that some of the local people who don't want the Olympics there are fouling the river with their own, well, let's just say, biological waste. Think of that scene in Caddyshack. There might be a couple of Baby Ruths floating in the Seine River that aren't exactly Baby Ruths. They're trying to foul the river to the point where they can't hold the event. Aren't they just creative little terrorists? So amazing. We also have an interesting comment from former President Trump about what should be done to the people who burned the flag, the people who were protesting in D.C., who took American flags down and replaced them with Palestinian flags and then took the American flags and lit them on fire and stomped on them. What should be done to those people? I think you might be surprised to learn that Joe Biden at one time agreed with Donald Trump. And the left is furious with Donald Trump for what he said. But so far there's bupkis being said about Joe Biden and his statement. And I wonder if he believes it today. We'll get into that. A lot of stories to get to. So many stories, updates on some of the stories we began to cover yesterday. It is going to be an interesting Friday, and as I said, you're always welcome to be a part of it. 888-630-9625. It is Mike Opelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you could get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. That's because MediShare works. It has for more than 30 years. It's a community of Christians who have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Just call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE, 855-51-BIBLE.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle, unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies the candidates with the skills you need, sends you a list of great matches to review, then actively invites them to apply for your job. And the results speak for themselves. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. That's right, the first day. Now you can focus on your business and let ZipRecruiter do the work finding the best people for you. See for yourself. Experience the ease, efficiency, and power of ZipRecruiter for free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/America or text America to 511-511.
Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Dr. Marty Pets.
Daisy was abandoned and placed in foster care at 15 years old.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had a hole in my heart. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers lingering in foster care, like Daisy, who need a safe, permanent home now. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
It is the Chris Plant Show on a Friday. Friday, Louie Atuya, Mike Opelka in for my friend Chris Plant as he is on vacation and trying to cover everything. Wow, what a busy day yesterday with two, not one, but two meetings with Benjamin Netanyahu in the White House yesterday. And not a lot of video coverage because there was no formal statement from the president afterwards. The practicing president gave us a statement. And we'll share that with you. But there was a little bit of a statement from the two as they were doing the handshake in front of the cameras, you know, the obligatory handshake photo op in front of cameras. And then they talked for just a couple of minutes and then we're told, okay, we're going to have a meeting now. So you don't have to concern yourself with it. Here's the actual audio from, it's not broadcast quality, but you can hear what's going on.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Prime Minister. We've got a lot to talk about. I think we should get to it, but the floor is yours.
Before Netanyahu speaks, as Biden was sitting down, they were both sitting in those large armed chairs in front of the fireplace, Biden went, "Whoa, welcome back." He dropped into the chair for the last 6 or 8 inches. He just like fell into it. That's why that sound was there. I don't know. He didn't lower himself and sit down. It's just, you can hear it right here. He's falling into the chair.
Well, welcome back, Mr. Prime Minister. We got a lot to talk about. I think think we should get to it. The floor is yours.
Mr. President, we've known each other for 40 years, and you've known every Israeli prime minister for 50 years, from Golda Meir. So from a proud Jewish Zionist to a proud Irish-American Zionist, I want to thank you for 50 years of public service and 50 years of support for the state of Israel. And I look forward to discussing with you today and working with you in the months ahead on the great issues before us.
I look forward to it as well. By the way, that first meeting with Prime Minister Golda Meir, and she had an assistant sitting next to me, a guy named Rabin. That's how far back it goes. I was only 12 then. Anyway, thank you all for being here.
And then, of course, the press are shouted out of the room, and the meeting was held. But there was no statement from the President of the United States after the meeting. Not a statement. But then a couple hours later, Kamala Harris had a sit-down with Benjamin Netanyahu. And similar press setup. And then she made a statement. There was presidential practice being held yesterday from 4 to 5 p.m. And we'll give you the update on it and talk about your opinions on it as well. Just amazing. We're living in amazing times. Scripted amazing times. Opelka, in for Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
This is The Chris Plant Show.
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a four-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Come celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, Financial Advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
And she won't be the VP either. But thank you, Tom. Appreciate it. Another one of the regulars here, Michael in Gainesville. Hello, Michael. Welcome to the program.
Hey, good morning, Michael Pelka. Happy Friday.
Well, yeah, Friday-luia to you. We're glad you're here.
Thanks for taking my call. You know, the prohibition on the third term is about being elected to a third term, so I'm not sure he's prohibited, but I do agree with you. Politically, it would be a negative. We really have to have a discussion about whether the first 14th Amendment citizen to ever hold the VP office, Kamala Harris, is the first 14th Amendment citizen, is actually someone that has naturality as a citizen here. I understand she was born in California, but that's nativity. That's not naturality. Naturality comes from the blood of your parents, who are citizens. So we really should have this discussion. The Wong Kim Ark ruling by Supreme Court did not say that Wong Kim Ark was a natural born citizen, just said he was a citizen at birth. And people have taken that to believe that is the same thing as a natural born citizen. They are not the same thing. They're different wording for a reason. A native born citizen may not be a natural citizen. So that's my argument. I don't know if I can expound on that. I just think we all should start to think about the fact that nobody ever mentions that Kamala is a 14th Amendment citizen and the first one to ever be in the VP office, because it's supposed to be illegal. It's supposed to be unconstitutional.
Well, you know, we could, this could go into one of those university type halls of the university arguments about what the meaning is. And I think most people of the 330 million Americans out there, God knows how many of them are eligible to vote at this time, believe that if you are born on American soil, you are eligible to be president. If there is an argument to be made at this point, the woman has served more than 3.5 years as vice president. If there were an argument to be made, you think it would have been made to disqualify her. And if that's the only way you prevent her from being on a ballot, I think a great number of people are going to see that as a petty and weak argument to keep her out of office. And I've said this before. I think it is really important for us to argue policies and not trivialities. You know, people are saying, well, we should talk about Kamala Harris and how many people she dated. And no, I don't care. Donald Trump had a checkered past himself. Let's talk about policies and results. And if you line up policies and results, there's no argument. If you line up the policies that are the ones you're predicting you're going to enact, there's no argument. It is freedom. It is America. It is constitutionality versus leftism and communism. And I think that's where we need to put this. Because if you start saying, no, she can't be president because she's not a natural versus natural-born citizen, you're going to be seen as trivial. She's had the office for 3.5 years. She would have been disqualified before if somebody really thought she was a threat to the presidency. I think this throws us back to the birtherism argument, which was a losing argument on any day. The fringes of the of both sides will get engaged by this, but I don't think the majority of voters will be engaged by it. But it's interesting, Michael, and I think it's not going to lead us to a forward argument or a positive solution to anything. The problem is policies. Whose policies should be presented and favored by the voters? And that's where I think the argument has to be. But thank you for being there. Appreciate it. I don't want to get dragged into the birther thing again. And that's kind of where this goes. You know, Ted Cruz had to deal with that too, as did John McCain, who was born on a base somewhere outside of the United States. It's a really interesting argument, but again, I think it gets to academia and those political science meetings that will go on forever and ever and ever. She's had the gig for 3.5 years. She's the presumptive nominee. Let's deal with it on that basis. We'll be seen as petty. Truly, truly, truly. I want to get into a couple things about Kamala Harris yesterday, because she's not only had this endorsement by Barack Obama now, she's had the opportunity to meet with a world leader, our greatest ally in the Middle East, Benjamin Netanyahu. And yesterday, after she spoke to the teachers union in Houston, she got back on Air Force Two and flew to D.C. to have a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. And she pretended to be the president. And that was her privilege, I guess. But it is astounding to me that she did not have a presentation with Joe Biden, with the president. You have the president and the vice president both have meetings with the president, the prime minister of Israel. And we didn't have the two of them together. They did this intentionally to give her street cred, as they say. Here's a little bit of Kamala pretending to be president yesterday.
As I just told Prime Minister Netanyahu, it is time to get this deal done. So to everyone who has been calling for a ceasefire, and to everyone who yearns for peace, I see you and I hear you. Let's get the deal done so we can get a ceasefire to end the war.
Now, we're hearing that that's not exactly the tone of the meeting in the mind of Benjamin Netanyahu, that she didn't play hardball in the meeting, that it was a very different tone. But Kamala Harris is going to try and be all things to all people because she's a Democrat and a politician. And that's what they do. They pander. And so she's going to pander to the press on this meeting. She didn't show up to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu the day he spoke to a joint session of Congress. She was busy collecting checks on a campaign trail. So now she shows up to have the one-on-one meeting. And then she wanted us to know just how much of a friend of Israel she is or has been. Has she?
I've had an unwavering commitment to the existence of the State of Israel, to its security, and to the people of Israel. I've said it many times, but it bears repeating. Israel has a right to defend itself, and how it does so matters. Let's get the deal done so we can get a ceasefire to end the war. Let's bring the hostages home.
So she's been a friend of Israel planting trees since she was a child? This is the first time I've heard that mentioned. Seriously, the first time I've heard that mentioned, I wonder if there's any history on that. You know, Joe Biden claimed to be going to synagogues and to black churches in Wilmington, Delaware, after he'd go to the Catholic Church, and there's no evidence of that. I wonder if there's any evidence of Kamala Harris planting or raising money to plant trees for Israel. And why were we planting trees for Israel? Seems like a strange charitable activity. Not sure about that one. And I'm not sure how far that's going to go. And I also wonder, and now we're going to hear within 2 weeks, Kamala said, we're going to hear within 2 weeks that she's going to make her vice presidential nomination. She's going to choose a running mate. A lot of questions about who she's going to choose. We already dismissed the Barack Obama one. I think that is not within the realm of possibility or even probability. But we'll see what happens. The other issue is the deadline now is Saturday at 6 p.m. There's a Saturday 6 p.m. deadline, East Coast time, for any Democrat who wants to challenge Kamala Harris for the nomination. They're not having a primary. They're not having snap primaries or blitz primaries, whatever you want to call it. They are having this is the Democrats made up the rule since they get to do that. They get to just take 14 million votes and push them into the Potomac River and say, sorry, we don't need these. We know better than you, the people. Even though we constantly say we, the people, is the thing, but it's not the thing to them. You know the thing. So at 6 p.m. Saturday, you will be allowed to challenge Kamala Harris, but you have to have 300 committed delegates. Now, this came out yesterday. This announcement of the 6 p.m. Saturday deadline came out yesterday, and the Washington Post was reporting that Kamala Harris already had over 3,000 delegates, so there were only about 600 delegates remaining. But in order to challenge her, you had to have 300 delegates sign a letter saying that they would be supporting you. So when we talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion, we see that Kamala Harris is the picture of the DEI she preaches, especially that equity. When she says some people need a little bit more or a little bit of help, the Democrats gave her 5 full days of a head start on anyone else who was hoping to seek the nomination. 5 full days. They had the opportunity, Kamala Harris and her team, to go out and wrangle 3,000 delegates out of the, I think it's 3,900 or so that are available, and there are reportedly about 600 and change that haven't committed to her, according to yesterday's Washington Post. So they really didn't make it a process where anyone like maybe Joe Manchin or even Bernie Sanders or Gretchen Whitmer or any number of Democrats who have credibly attempted to say there were candidates could have the opportunity. The system is completely rigged. Completely rigged. And I wonder when the anger is going to congeal and when the Democrats are going to get mad. I'm not the only one who's thinking this way either, I guess. Angie is in Silver Spring, Maryland. Angie, you're wondering the same thing, aren't you? Hello, Angie. Is she gone?
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thanks for being here. Welcome to okay. Chris Plant Show. You're wondering when the Democrats are going to get mad about this, too?
Yeah, since 2008, they have had zero say on who their elected representative was going to be. They asked Hillary to step down so that Obama would win, and they promised her the 2016 election, which was why basically nobody ran against her in the primary. And when she lost, they basically promised it to Biden. They really wanted Kamala to win, but she couldn't. Nobody wanted her, even in the primaries, so they made her the vice president, knowing full well that Biden would not be able to fulfill his term, and if he could, would not be able to run again, putting her in the position to become president, even though no Democrat wanted her back then, but now she is. No, they have never had a single choice on who they wanted to run and represent them. And as a Democrat, if I was a Democrat, I'd be furious. And yet they just stand back and they let the Democrat Party decide who's best representative of them. It's absolutely disgusting. If it happened in the Republican Party, we would be revolting. But the Democrats are like, no, it's okay, it's fine, let them do it.
It is amazing to me, and I think it's incumbent upon all of us to talk to our friends who are Democrats. And we all have them. We all have them. And say, I can't believe you're letting this happen. You, the people who demand democracy be defended, are allowing it to be absolutely trampled upon. Great angle, Angie. Thank you for being there. I'm up against the clock. Got to take a break. It is Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show.
All men and women created by go. You know the things. You know how we talk about it. Are we the people?
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Your feet support you through all your summer adventures. Are you tired of shoes that promise comfort but fail to deliver? Introducing Gedify shoes with VersaShock technology. Gedify offers superior shock absorption and trampoline-like energy return, helping to provide relief from foot, knee, ankle, or back discomfort. They sent me a pair and I love them. Whether you're an athlete, a busy parent, or just always on the go, Gedify shoes offer the comfort and versatility your feet crave. Every pair includes 2 free supportive orthotics and a special lateral stabilizer to help improve your stride or run. As a listener to this show, enjoy a special summer offer. Visit Gedify.com and get $20 off your order of $100 or more with the code Chris. That's Gedefy.com, and don't forget to use the code Chris for $20 off orders of $100 or more. Experience ultimate summer comfort with Gedify shoes. That's Gedify.com today.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code COMBO, or text COMBO to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code COMBO.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text COMBO to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
The IRS, the world's most aggressive collection agency. They can seize your property, bank account, and garnish your wages. They cause sleepless nights for millions of Americans. Don't be one of them. If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, get protected today. Call 800-312-9970. Coast One Tax Group, protecting your bank, home, and your sleep since 2008. With hundreds of five-star reviews and an A-plus on the Better Business Bureau. Call Coast One Tax Group, 800-312-9970. Stanley from New York owed $93,000. The IRS placed a levy on his bank account. Coast One released the levy and settled with the IRS for $2,000. Mark in Michigan owed $225,000. After Coast One stepped in, Mark walked away paying less than $1,500. Call Coast One now. A 10-minute call can save you up to 93% on your back taxes. Get your fresh start today. That's 800-312-9970.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metals investments. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-GOLD for a 100% free gold guide to see exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call Advantage Gold today at 800-900-GOLD.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states. This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall. Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-894-6680. That's 800-894-6680. Again, 800-894-6680.
Summer is heating up, just like the deals at Omaha Steaks. From perfectly aged steaks to juicy burgers, Omaha Steaks is your summer grilling headquarters. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale at omahasteaks.com for exclusive, unconditional money-back guaranteed packages starting at $99. Plus, get an extra $10 off with promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Visit omahasteaks.com, code SIZZLE, for an extra $10 off. Shop the hotter-than-fire sale today, before these deals go up in smoke.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
It is the Chris Plant Show. Michael Pelka sitting in for my friend Chris Plant. And I was just reading over a little news story that shows that Tucker Carlson, our friend Tucker Carlson, has just become the biggest podcast in the world. He's now passed Joe Rogan. And I think that is a remarkable thing and good for him. Congratulations to Tucker Carlson. In a very short period of time, Tucker Carlson has become the biggest podcast in the world. As I said, passing by what appeared to be the toughest guy to beat, and that was Joe Rogan. And I know Tucker works very hard. A lot of people don't like him. A lot of people love him. And that's part of that polarizing effect. You get people who listen to you because they don't like you. They get people that listen to you because they love you. But one of the most amazing things happened about a year ago when Tucker Carlson got thrown out of Fox News, and AOC decided she wanted to tell everybody how happy she was about that. And I have to share it with you because the end of this makes me happy.
Tucker Carlson is out at Fox News. Couldn't have happened to a better guy. What I will say, though, is while I'm very glad that the person that is arguably responsible for some of the largest, driving some of the most amounts of death threats and violent threats, not just to my office, but to plenty of people across the country, I also kind of feel like I'm like waiting for the cutscene at the end of a Marvel movie after all the credits have rolled, and then you see like the villain's like hand reemerge out to grip over like the end of a building or something. But deplatforming works, and it is important. And there you go. Good things can happen.
Yeah, good things can happen. Smartest person they have in the bench team of the Democrat Party. A little bit of Schadenfreude. Deplatforming works. Tucker Carlson's printing money and getting more and more people listening to him every single day. Oh, it's wonderful when things like this happen. Michael Pelka in for Chris Plant on The Chris Plant Show. Let's go.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.